Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Wheeler, you're late again.
Good, this fucking job sucked a fucking dick anyway.
Yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time I thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt.
Trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life. They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
All my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a playing his tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life,
trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
They couldn't
take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They be
trying to keep me down.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Yes, sir. It's Friday, baby. Yes, sir. Hey, hey. How everybody doing this evening? Welcome again to join me with another Big Eddie show. Man, must be a lot of people interested in talking to the the track manager because, man, I ain't had this many people going this early, you know, in a long time. My special guest tonight, as you know, I posted Dominique, the new manager at US 41. Seemed like a pretty cool guy. I really appreciate him coming on to the show when he get here. I'm hoping that he'll be here. He say he got, you know, things to talk about, and he gonna give us some updates on what they doing with the track and give everybody first-hand information on what's going on with the track. We're going to allow him to come in and talk and say the things, give out all information freely. And then at that point, I'll open up the mics one at a time. So I'll let y'all know when he come in and hit the one button. But right now, we're going to just move forward with the show as usual. Man, today earlier on the Rob morning show, we had some, man, pretty interesting conversations, and it sound like it was some real stuff, you know. And to what I want to talk about after he come on, or we can get started. And what'll happen when he come in, I'll let you guys know. Then I'm going to put everybody on mute and have a conversation with Dominique, the manager of 41. He sound like that he really for us, and he willing to work with us, and we'll just see how it go. But, man, the day we was on the phone talking, and we had quite a few guys on there. I mean, it was, man, I wish I could have hit it. What happened on the morning show today would have been perfect for tonight. I don't know if they're going to come on and redo it again, because I told them, I say, hey, y'all talking all this stuff now. I say, but this ain't recorded. It come on the show tonight, and it's recorded, and we could repeat and play proof to what you're saying. I mean, I had Vic on there. I had Raylo on there. I think I just got a text. Let me look and see if there's anything I need to know. Because I'm going to tell you, if anybody on this phone, it's best to hit that one button, because a lot of times when the messages come through, our show don't be seeing them at all. And sometimes, and the show get going good, I don't hear them till later. I see them later on, or something like that. But I'm going to try to keep my ears open for them rings tonight. So I'm going to let it interrupt me. We got a hand up. The world greatest co-host. What's up, Brother Kid?
What's going on, Big Eddie? What's happening? You got a special guest
ain't
tonight,
nothing
huh?
Happening. Yeah, we supposed to have special guests tonight. We're going to give them time to come on. You know, we didn't have no certain time for them to come on and get comfortable and everything. And we're going to treat them well, you know. And it seemed like he an upright person, and he looked like he interested in what he want to know about us and to let us know about the track, you know, because everybody don't see everything on Facebook. And to hear firsthand, I think that was a great idea, and out of all the many years that I've been trying to get someone to come on, this guy told me that he would, and I'm holding to it, you know. I'm holding to it, you know. Yeah, so
maybe they can ask him some questions that he probably can answer for him or whatever.
That's right, and it's good to get it firsthand, and that way to stop all the hearsay, you know what I'm saying? And because I didn't hear the real people talk about their track in a very good way. And, I mean, credible people like Chuck, you know. Leroy done been down the track, you know. And hold on 1 second, man. And you know, it's just time to put all that nonsense to end, you know. And it's been times when I was trying to cover and ask questions and kind of, you know, go against what some of the people say. And you know what happened after that kid. You know, hey, listen to me. I don't know nothing. I ain't been in no race car in years. And, you know, but, you know, I just want to clear this stuff up, man, because I had somebody tell mm-hmm. me one day that they can't feel the bumps in the track, but it shows on the monitor. And my man asked the question. He said, well, if you can't feel it and it show on your data, it can't be too bad, huh? You know, the data gonna show stuff. And the guy told him, said, yeah, it'll mess your car up. And I'm like, wow. I don't know if all that's true or not, but I heard that there's no track out there that's perfect. And you're going to see some things, but they finna do the things to try to correct that. I think they call it diamond cut. They told the diamond cut mm-hmm. the track before it opened this year. I heard that cost quite a bit of money, so they finna spend some money. And hopefully they get enough support to where they won't regret that they went and spent that kind of money. You know what I'm saying?
And they can only benefit them. Mm-hmm. Somebody said there was a bump in the track.
They say it's bumpy. That's what they say. But they say you can't feel the bumps going down the track. They say, but the people that got all the computers and stuff say that it shows up on their data.
Well, is it possible that it could be a glitch in their laptop or whatever?
No, we ain't going to fight that part. It probably do show. You know, it probably do show that they got mm-hmm. some things going down the track. But I know they told me this one guy came there and had never been down 41 and say that's the fastest he ever went was on that track. Mm-hmm. You know, and he supposed to have ran in somewhere in a low fourth or something like that. He supposed to have made a pass right there. I guess he did see a little stuff on the computer as far as you know.
But in other words, the laptops or whatever they're using or whatever, there's no possibility that it could have a glitch in it or whatever.
Well, there's been too many of them, you know, that confirmed that they do have, you know, showing on their thing that it do have some imperfections. And I guess them talking to each other kind of came up with the same location and which lane did this and that. So I don't think it's mm-hmm. no glitch, but it's best that they go ahead and get that out the way and smoothen it out, because it was new concrete, you know, put down in the track. So that at least get rid of all that, you know, and that'd be great for them and us, you know, that mm-hmm. they go ahead and take care of it. But all I was saying, the track wasn't even, it wasn't bad enough to complain to that point to say, well, I don't want to race to that track, because every track I heard people say, I haven't been to a track yet that haven't had something going on. You know what I'm saying? And as far as having to take power out the car to get down the track, that part isn't true. So once it was proven, several guys went flying down the track. Then the next thing they started talking about was the imperfection of the track. You know, so, hey, I'm hoping they come on and join us tonight and we can have a chance to, you know, listen to him. And what he going to tell us about the upgrades, the updates, and what their season going to be like and their scheduling, you know, stuff like that. And then people can ask questions of what they want to know, and they can get it firsthand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking forward to doing tonight. you know. So I'm pretty sure, Mr. Kidd, you probably got some questions for him too, huh?
No, not necessarily. You know, I don't drag race. I'm just a spectator. You know, I don't know shit.
That's all right. I'm a spectator too, but I want to know the information. I sure like to hear the information. I like gaining knowledge. You know.
I don't know shit no way. So you know, I'm just an innocent bystander.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Well, Kid, man, today we had a real good experience early on today with the guys, and I'm hoping they come on tonight and didn't get tired and blow it all off, because it was a little bit, it was like an old school experience. You know, we had some of the guys on there, man. We had Brother Ray Lowe. We had Vic. We had Leroy. We had Rob and Big Money. Double D came on, and Larry, the nephew, Ray Lowe's nephew, and man, they got to talking about who was going to do what this year, who they wanted, and they were talking to each other in a real good manner, to where it wasn't no bunch of name calling, it wasn't no cursing, you know, they were just talking about it, you know, as real people, about, you know, who they want to race and how they would race and everything. And man, it was real good, man, you know. So I'm hoping that they come on and repeat what they want. And I'd like to know if anybody else plans of racing, who they really want to try to race. I mean, if it's everybody, hey, let them know. Come on and talk about it, you know. Because, man, we had a real good morning show this morning. And, I mean, it was real, real pleasant, you know. And that's the way I like for things to go, you know. So, you know, a lot of people, they didn't just try to lock in as far as, hey, I'm going to lock in now. Most of them say, well, we'll wait, you know, until we know that we getting down. Maybe this date, you know, brother.
Nobody locked in for the first day to track open?
No, we had one person want to lock us in for something like that. But in April, man, we ain't trying to run out to the track in April and tap no car. We want the track to be, you know, in decent condition. And, you know, well, once I got through talking to the guy, he changed his mind anyway that he didn't really want to do nothing, you know, because he started throwing steps in there. So I just cut the conversation.
Oh,
but, yes, sir. But, I mean, both cars are big tire cars, so we can we can go down the track early, but I'd rather for the track to be in better shape than trying to just race early and take a chance and tan your car up. You know, you have a better chance with the big tire cars, but, you know, we'll see what's going to happen, man. We might, you know, well, he kind of changed his mind, but if he decides that he want to do something in April, we might consider it, you know. And then go ahead and do it in April. But them other steps that he was trying to throw out there, we'll let that go. We'll let that go, you know, because if you go in a race and you feel you can whoop a person, you shouldn't have to try to make the race mold to your standards. You just get out there and do it, you know. Yeah, but we'll find out in time. But, like I said, it was real cool, and, you know, we had a real good conversation and everything about it. It was real smooth, you know. Brother Marvin, you know, they all got a chance to talk to each other and say what their plans are and what they plan on doing, you know. So we're going to see how it goes this year. Sounds like this year might be a pretty good year. You know, as long as everybody can have some luck and stay together and be safe, through the season and, you know, come out with their cars and go in the same way, I think it'll be a pretty good season, man.
Yeah, because the Groundhogs say it's going to be an early winter for them, so, you know, they can get started early.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd sure be nice. That'd help them. I mean, even though it's only...
early spring, rather.
And, yeah, early spring, yeah. And even though it was up in the upper 40s today, man, that after having that deep freeze, man, that felt like spring.
Mm-hmm.
After going outside of that deep, that cold weather, man, like we had for them 2 weeks, man, that made that winter long for them 2 weeks right there, boy. Them 2 weeks were rough on me. But hey,
yeah,
I had
well,
to do
yeah.
what I had to do, man.
And ain't nothing I ain't never experienced, so, you know, it is what
mm-hmm,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So where all my morning show comrades at? Where all my morning show comrades? And Dominique, if you're on the line, anytime you want to, you can hit the one button. If you're on the line, we can get it started. That's up. I don't know his number, so I don't guess he's on here right now. I wish Sean would have texted me and let me know if he had talked to him today, because I went on and put it on the flyer anyway and just hoping that it happened, man. But, you know, that was a week ago that he told me he was going to come. So anything could happen. And
yep.
I hadn't talked to him since then. Anything could happen where he might have to change his schedule. And I definitely would understand that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it down for a second, kid. Let me try to call Sean and see that he... if you hear anything, and let me know
mm-hmm.
what we can be expecting tonight. And all my morning show people, man, with y'all, if y'all listening, man, it's time to open the mics up, man, and start talking. Yeah, so would appreciate it, y'all. Well, let me try to see if I can call Sean right quick.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you, Uncle Larry.
Good evening.
What's going on, Brother Kid?
Shit, nothing much. How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add a little something to what Eddie was saying, and that is, it was told a long time ago, Kid. You know how they used to meet up at OC's and drags and all them different places and talk stuff and... when they get through talking, they go on and go racing. There was plenty of racing there. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I mentioned that fellowship. You know, that the fellowship is, you don't have to have no animosity toward nobody or nothing. Or going nobody's families and mothers and all that different stuff. You know, go out there and have you some fun. Because, see, that's what makes you want to return back and do it again. But when you got all that confusion and hatred and haters and all that different stuff, man, it messes the game up, man. You know, in my opinion, I think that's what really messes the game up, you know, as far as 4-1 or wherever else is concerned. But when you go somewhere else, you see the same thing. You know, it's the same thing all over again.
To piggyback off of what you said, Larry, what does your mom and dad and your kids got to do with you drag racing?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Nothing at all. Not that they participants can come to watch it.
Right. Well, they still ain't got nothing to do with your racing operation.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's right. I agree with you 100%, you know, and... if they show each other a little bit more common courtesy and so far and so on, I think that everything would get back on track. That's just
mm-hmm.
only my opinion. Yeah. But it's still boiled down to what I said, Kid. is not going to happen until they learn how to fellowship with one another. I mean, Drag and all them, Hosey and all them, they done it. You know, and it was way more racist then than it is now.
I mean, like I said, what is your mom and daddy and your kids and shit got to do with you drag racing?
Not a thing. Yeah, not a thing.
Yes,
I just, you know, it is say on the mics and stuff up, so I thought I would come and speak that in for everybody else to get in and stuff, you know. I'm going to say hello to y'all, and I'm going to go right back here on mute.
Well, man, I'm going to tell y'all another thing, man. A lot of people, you know, they be asking that question. What can make our grudge racing better? One of the first things that can help make grudge racing better is that when you see two people trying to have a friendly race, and you're a well-known person and people trust in what you say. I've heard stories where these people then walked up and told the other person, hey, man, you ain't got enough of him. You need to leave that alone. Uh-oh, hold on. This might be our special guest calling in. All right, y'all. I'm gonna mute some mics right now. And I open the mics back up. The ones that's already open, I open them back up when the time comes. I want to introduce y'all, the track manager from US 41 Drag Strip, our home track, Dominique. Dominique, you there?
I'm there.
All right, Dominique. These your peoples, man. These are people that want to, got their ears open and want to ear hustle about what's going on with the track. I guess, you know, you know how to handle it. You can talk to them and tell them what you need them to know, and I'm going to let you have the floor. If you need me, I'll be here. If I have a question, I ask you a question, but for now, you can just introduce yourself. And, man, I want to tell you, I really appreciate you coming on. This is the first time I ever had anybody come on from 41 out of Triumph for maybe 10 years or more. And I really respect it, and I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. I'm glad to be on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad you're here. So tell me, Dominique, about the procedures, what y'all planning on doing, hopefully before the track open. You was telling, we were talking about that.
Yep. Well, first we're trying to make some good improvements. And one of the big things I'm so excited about is we're going to cut the track to make it smooth. And we've been working with a couple of, you know, vendors to do that. And if everything goes right, I'm hoping to do it in March. And that's the big thing. And all excited about that. And we're doing a lot of changes. We got a track scraper now to scrape the track. And, you know, my forte in is what I love is track prep. That's what I'm known for. Wherever I go, I love to make the track. That's my baby. And make it right. I love fast cars. I like small tire cars, big tire cars. And I sit on a starting line and smile when they could go A to B and just put the screws to it. And some other stuff that we're doing just around the property. We've been cleaning up a lot of stuff and just getting stuff ready. The timing system, the speaker system, You know, it's not all going to be done at once, but we're chipping away at it. And, you know, Billy, the owner, he's taking a, you know, a big interest in making the place better. And I've known Billy a long time. He's been trying to get me to come there. Just a little bit on my background. I was one of the owners of Great Lakes Dragway. I had my own racetrack in Sikeston, Missouri, and I was at Memphis. I ran Memphis for a long time and Cordova, okay. Illinois.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you've been the one helping prep the track in the last couple of years, but I had been hearing that the track had came around a whole lot as far as prep, and we had some people that was very credible, you know, giving up good information and, you know, swearing about the track. And, you know, a lot of people denied what they were saying because some people don't want to hear nothing but bad news. And
Yeah.
And they're going to keep it bad. So I said, it'd be best. I mean, I was fighting the battle as much as I could, but coming from me, it don't mean nothing. I'm a nobody to most of these guys. And, but to hear straight from the track manager, I think that'll be a plus for them. And then after it's done, that definitely be a plus. So I ask y'all that, if, you know, when they do this here, that y'all come out and support them so they don't feel bad about spending all that money. Because I understand that that's a pretty pricey job to have done, the cutting to the track.
Yeah, big money. And another good thing is, my partner in crime at the racetrack for the bracket racers, he's been bracket racing for over 40 years, a lot of experience, and I brought him in, and he's going to be taking care of all the bracket races, and then I'll be helping him. I'll take care of the track while he's doing that.
Okay, that's great. That's excellent right there. I heard you mention Saxton, Missouri, man. I had to just throw this in when you said that because every time I drive down to Mississippi, that was one of my stops, either going or coming back, because I had to go to Lambert's and they let them throw roads at me, man.
I was going to say, you were going to Lambert's.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my little stop in between going to Mississippi right there. And the family enjoys it, and it's a real nice little stop to making it, and for some reason it just seemed kind of historical to me, you know, where people, you know, it's a monument that a lot of people go there and stop, and I didn't know that until I started talking about it, and a lot of people started talking about it. But we're going to get back to the track. What kind of scheduling, I'm sorry, y'all having this year as far as, you know, testing tune days,
Well, our test and tune is still going to be on Friday and Sunday.
Okay.
And then we got bracket racing, grudge racing, small tire racing. We got a big nostalgia show we're going to do. And then I got a big wheel dunk show. The schedule is packed. I've been turning down events.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dominique, when y'all had a test and tune nights, will they be prep on the track on those nights? Because, you know, there's a lot of these guys, and is the prep going to be efficient enough that if you know what you're doing, you can get down the track with a radio tire or a big tire on test and tune nights? Because a lot of people say they travel out farther to go test because they need to know what information from their car and data that they can get, where that some tracks don't prep that well. And that was one of the things they used to say why they pass by 41 and go other places to test. So now that you being a prep guy, we all have some kind of decent prep down on test and tune nights, and That'll probably bring more people to it so y'all can make money like they used to on the test and tune nights.
Sure. Well, I can tell you this. Yes, the track is going to be prepped well, but as you know, it's real hard to keep on it because mm-hmm. you have a lot of street cars that come, mm-hmm. and those right. hurt the track. You know, if you got a small tire car or a slick car, you know, the track will be great, but it ain't going to be 100% like if you come, you know, on an event night, for the simple reason because it's open to everybody. You know, if I had a night where, you know, you guys were going to come up and it was just your cars and not open to the public, then it would be a hell of a lot better through the whole night. But starting the night off, you know, it's going to be better than it's been there. I can guarantee you that. You know, we're going to do a good job, you know, staying after it. But again, the battle that we face is having streetcars there.
Yeah, I understand. That's definitely a problem. I have been hearing that. I know that streetcars kind of take the glue up. And
you know, because I love that stuff, if somebody came up to me and says, hey, Dom, can you put a little sticky down? I'll do that for them.
Okay. That's okay there. So that's what I'm pretty sure they want to know, too. And I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that. I had another question for you right on the tip of my tongue. I didn't slip my mind. But, man, hey, but anything else you need to let them know?
Well, that we're going to be having more trucks and stuff for food. I know it was an issue before. So we're going to be doing a lot better job for you for having food and drinks and everything else there.
Okay. Are you open to, I don't know why people try to call me on Friday night. I'm sorry. Are you open? Is you ready to open to answering questions right now? Or
sure.
You know, okay. Well, I'm opening up the first mic. I don't know if he got a question because he was had his hand up earlier, but I'm opening up his mic first. And anybody that want to talk to Dominique, you can raise your hand. Brother Vic, how you doing? He must have went to the other line. I'll bring him back later. I got another hand up. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is Gerald, Eddie.
What's up, Gerald?
Hey, how's it going? And how's it going out there? Dominique, is this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Eddie asked the first question I had already about the prep. The second question I have is I'm a former EMT, and safety is my next question I have. As far as the ambulance, I've been in there, and the equipment was basically non-existent. And I just, without going through individual things, I just want to know is the safety equipment and emergency equipment and the staff is going to be more prevalent this year? Because it
yeah,
has been kind of stagnant.
We're going to have EMTs. And I'm a former EMT also, and we're going to have better stuff. Like I'm bringing my own bag there for them to use, and it's got all the, you know, like if I was going on the scene. So, yes,
oh,
to answer
you have
your question.
Your personal jump bag. Okay. You have your own jump bag. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter about the ambulance because – you can't transport anyway. The important thing is
yeah.
having that bag there if something happens and be able to, you know, take care of the person till the ambulance gets there.
Well, yeah. It wasn't a transport thing. It's just like even oxygen, spinal mobilization, the backboard, C-collar, things like that. It wasn't – I understand
yes.
the transport part of it. It's just the first responder part of it is what I was just addressing.
Hey, do you want a job?
No, I'm. I don't got too old for that job.
Okay, because we're
yeah,
looking for EMTs
it.
Also.
Actually, I moved to another state now. I'm two states over from you all. I'm in Ohio now. I moved from up there.
Okay.
But I still come back for the events and everything.
Question. We are going to do that, and we are actually opening up for new EMTs, too, so we could stay on top of it.
Okay. Right. Okay, that's what I like to hear. I appreciate that. Thank you. That answered everything I needed to know. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, Eddie. Okay.
All right, girl, I'm going to put you back on mute until we
Thank you,
through with the interview. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
To open this other mic here. 6632, your mic is open.
What's going on, Dominic? Sean. Hey,
hey, Sean.
Dominic, I got the commitment from them guys from Canada again, and they bringing more cars this year. And also got sponsorship from Koza, John Koza. So he said that his goal now is to go faster than what he did that night. And he put it out there on how fast he went the day of the cancer awareness race. He just couldn't believe how the track was working. Couldn't believe.
I love it.
And I got them guys
that makes me
from
smile.
Virginia. Got some DMV boys coming. That your words, well, I told you, I said, well, they can run 380s. And you said, tell them to come on. And they were very impressed. So I told them, and they went back and told just like they said. So I did get that commitment, man. So I just want to tell you, I appreciate everything. And, man, this one here, we got it August the 24th. So the weather going to be a whole lot better. Expecting a whole lot more people. Whole lot more
people.
Oh,
this is going to be good, Sean. I'm excited about it.
Definitely. Yeah, me too. Me too, man. I appreciate everybody and the staff, man. Got a few things I'm going to run across you, though. Not today. You know, probably in about another 2 weeks, I should have everything else written down and run it across you.
Okay. That sounds good.
Definitely. Appreciate that, man.
Anybody else? Anybody else want to raise your hand? I had a few more hands up. Looked like they disappeared. I guess some of the questions probably been answered. So if you want to come on and talk to Dominique right here, y'all can come on, hit the one button, get a chance to ask a question. Hey, Dominique.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard a few people say that even though the people that didn't have a computer in their car said they really never felt any bumps as they went down the track. They never felt them. And one guy say the computer showed them, so he was asked. He say, when you can only see it on your monitor, your program,
the graph,
will that do anything to the car? And he said, yeah, it'll still hurt the car to do, you know, several things to the car by the graph being able to pick it up. And I was just wondering, wow, if it's where you can't feel it, I didn't understand how that would be doing any damage to the car.
Well, that's good to hear that some people think that it's smooth. But, you know, if you take, say, like a pro stock down there, I've had mm-hmm. my pro stock down there. And when you look at the graph, you see up and down, up and down, up and down. And mm-hmm. what it's doing when it's hitting that bump, it's registering. So I know where every bump is on that track. And what this is going to do, even if the track is good for you, it's going to be even that much better.
That's right. That's right. The plus, and that's what I was saying. So it's a great thing that you guys are doing it, and we knew it had to take time because y'all been investing every year. Y'all been investing, building all y'all, trying to put that track together so we have a better place to enjoy ourselves when we come there and try to make it more family-oriented and people can really come out and enjoy themselves. Man,
yep.
We appreciate what y'all did with the bathroom, first of all.
Yes,
that was
sir.
A good thing. Yes, sir. That was a good thing. And then y'all study modifying and changing things. And I just want to let you know for me that we appreciate this, what y'all doing.
And, man, I appreciate you noticing it. So
yes, sir.
Looking forward.
Yes, sir. I will be out there again, if Lord, if God permit, and to enjoy myself and everything. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I might miss talking to you about, but I want to be able to talk to you, and you can come on this show anytime that you want to express yourself and give any new information, because I see a lot of stuff on Facebook, but everybody don't do Facebook. And,
well, you know,
and
it's
then,
a good idea. Right before we open up, I'd like to come on again, and when we're done cutting the track, I want to give you guys the results, how it turned out.
I would love that. I would love that, Dominique. Anytime. I come on every Friday night, and if you ever had to have a situation where you need to get on earlier in the week other than Thursday, you can call me, and I give a special show and put it out on Facebook that we're giving it. If you have any news that you need to get out right away, and on Thursday, you know, Big Sam, one of my buddies, one of the partners in crime, he have a show on Thursday night, so you also have access to that if you need it.
Well, good. Yeah, I got to meet Big Sam at the end of the season. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
We're going to do a couple events together.
Oh, yeah. I had another partner of mine, since he know you are, since he know that you are class race, and he's a class racer also, but right now he's been trying to come into the grudge race world and move around a little bit. But he told me he was going to do it, but I guess he got scared, so I'm going to put him out there so you know about this. He told me that he was going to come over there and whoop on you.
Bring it. Bring it, man.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest, baddest thing you got, and hope you brought enough.
Yeah, and if you ever hear the name, Rob, you can go and tap him on the shoulder. His name is Rob. He got a black, I ain't going to tell you that he got a black Camaro, because I don't want you to just go jump on him like that.
And you know, when you guys are out there, even if I'm busy or whatever, come and tap me on the shoulder, introduce yourself. So I can
got
put
to.
A name with a face.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to do that. I will do that. Well,
I'm
again,
just
I'm
a Italian ball guy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Eddie, you know, I told you it was a big difference between the last manager and this manager, right? And I ain't saying nothing
yes,
bad
sir.
About
big
the last
difference.
Manager. I'm just saying
right.
It's a big difference. Dominic's
yes,
one of the coolest guys. And once again, I ain't saying nothing bad about the other guy. I'm just saying this is the manager you've been waiting for right here, you know.
Yes, sir. I just want them to, you know, they're going to earn his trust. Once they earn his trust, then it should change a whole lot because, like I said, clocks off. Mudbone crew, all us, we trying to bring our cars out there to make it more popular for the racers and prove. We're going to prove to people that you can get down that track because the very car they say we ain't got as fast as they car go, we don't understand it. We're going to try to take their car and whoop on them at whatever track they want to get whooped on, and then they don't have no reason not to come to 41 when they see us going down that track like we need to go down there. And they can build their confidence and be able to come and test and tune and save some traveling expenses to go test and tuning 8 hours away and all that kind of stuff. Don't make sense. You got a beautiful track like we got here at home. You know, sometimes they go to Martin and everything, but we won't want to see what's happening here. We want our kids that hear about us to be able to come close and see the cars that they hear about run down the track and race, because they can't get to all these different states to see them run and race. So that's what we're trying to build here, and we're going to do our best to help 41 build that reputation.
That sounds great.
Who got the key in the ignition?
That's me, man. I'm sorry, bro. I just started.
Oh. All right.
We going to trust and believe me. It's a whole new day. Trust me.
Yes, sir.
With
well, Dominique,
them numbers that got put up Eddie, at the cancer awareness race,
mm-hmm.
man, it was some people telling me that I was lying. I said, okay, well, you got to be there to see it. The proof is there.
Yes, sir.
They went down
yes,
the track.
Yes, sir.
On 28 and put some hell of a numbers out there.
Yes, sir, and that's good to say. But we don't give exact numbers on a no time show. So I'm glad you said it the way you said it. Other than 380s. Now if it's a class car,
nope.
Go ahead, speak their time. But if it ain't a class car, we don't want to hear nothing about no times on the show. This is no time.
Oh no. This guy he wanted his time posted up there because he got tired of the people saying that, well, that can't nobody
yeah.
get down 41. Small tire cars can't get down 41. And so he
yes,
put
sir.
His time out there, you know.
Yes, sir.
And it's actually quicker than that. But that's the drama that, you know, I have to hear and you have to hear that, you know, some of these fast small tire guys can't get down 41 and more hooked, you know. And I,
oh,
and
Dominique, we got a couple of. I'm sorry, Sean. We got a couple of hands.
No, go ahead.
And we're going to see.
I'm running back.
He's opening his mic up. I'm going to leave you open, though, Sean. 708-7593. Who we got?
Ah, man, it's Red Scott Vaughn, man. I'm just on here listening to y'all, you know, checking
okay,
in with
Vaughn.
Everybody.
Yes, sir.
Y'all
you got
feeling?
Dominique, the track manager, on. Is there any questions you want to ask him?
I just want to make sure that surfer's enough so I can wait, lay these whippings on these boys for the rest of the year. That's all. That's all.
You got it, Vaughn. I'll be ready for you, buddy.
I appreciate you, man. We have full support and we're ready. We got a lot of cars coming out and we're going to show up and show out. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Hey, that's definitely one guy right there, Dominique, that's going to fly down any track. He's going to go. So that's a good supporter right there. You two, Vaughn, I got another hand up. I'm going to mute your mic for a minute and let him come on in.
Okay.
All right. 773-3490.
Yo, yo.
Mic is open.
Yo, yo. Is that true?
Hey,
what's
yeah, that's it. Will, go ahead, take me.
No, he's 773.
Oh.
What up, Eddie?
Yeah, hey, what up, Tate? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
Yes, sir.
We got Dominique on. That Dominique.
Yes, sir.
Dominique on the mic. What up? What's happening, Dominique?
Hey, is this Casper?
No, Casper was friendly, Dominique. This is unfriendly. This is unfriendly ghost. Casper was friendly.
Hey, we're missing you out there. I thought you would have been one of the first guys out there.
Huh? You said what?
You
Dominique?
Don't have to travel no more. You got a home track here.
But Dominique, I'm listen. I came on because they called me and told me you on. You know, me and you go back a long way. They might not know.
Long
me.
Way,
me and you
buddy.
Go back a long way. That's right. And if they tell me you on board and you going to do what needs to get done, I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to tell everybody on the phone. Ain't nothing else to talk about. We'll come home.
That's what I'm
That's
talking
it.
About.
See
it again,
I know
it again,
I know,
take.
I know
love
you're
to hear
business. I know you're going
to
do what you got
to
do, Dominique. So, I mean, like you say, see, some of these guys that got certain type of cars or, you know, I don't bash no tracks. I ain't gonna do it. I never did it either. Like, cause I didn't try it.
Hold on, Tate. Hey, who's that making all the noise? Mute your mic if you're he's making a lot of noise. All right, go ahead, Tate. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, what I'm saying is some of these guys that, you know, that might have not been to these tracks or been as fast down these tracks, but I didn't tow my car probably more than any motherfucker that got a race car. And that's a fact. So I ain't just on here capping or none of that. And I want to race. So, and I did whatever it takes to race, but if the service ain't there and the track ain't trying to do what it needs to do to get it there, then I just said to myself, then I need to find somewhere else to go. So it ain't that we go out of town to race because we don't want to race at home. We go out of race. We go out of town to race because the people, the track owners that's been here in Illinois, wasn't up to doing what it takes to get us to stay here. These cars ain't got a lot faster than what they was in the 90s, and it got a lot faster than what they was in the early 2000s. And again, I'm gonna say this again: the guys who don't have these goddamn cars, who have not been upgrading. Yeah, they cool with that. They cool with the same surface or whatever. They some of these guys don't even have the electronics to tell them what's going on with their car.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start mm-hmm. getting electronics and see what's going on with your car and look at the graph and the G meters and all that going out of the track, then you know what you're dealing with. And if you don't have that, then you can't talk to a guy or tell a guy who has those electronics and see what's going on, how you feel. You just can't do that. So me, myself, I'm not going to argue with nobody. I'm not going to argue with you, and I know you don't have the same things I have. And you're not trying to go as fast as I'm trying to go. I'm just going to go somewhere else, and that's what we started doing. But if Dominique, like I say, I've been knowing him a long time, and we done collaborated a few times on putting something together at the Grove. So I know if the man say he going to do what he going to do, if he do it, it ain't nothing to talk about. Shit, we going to start pushing races back up this way on the regular because that's where we want to be anyway. You think we want to – I mean, if anybody on this phone thinks for 1 minute that we actually want to drive 9-10 hours away to a damn good track, we don't want to do that. Hello?
Why is he muted now, Mike?
I don't know. Who muted it?
Yeah.
Oh, they cut it off.
Yeah. He's still on. I just heard the phone said mute.
He said muted.
Yeah. I heard it was muted.
What happened? What they do? They just put us off the show with Tate with the talking? They scared of
Tate.
They ain't got to be scared of me.
He had to mute the mic thing and he heard some Noah, but it ain't on this phone. It ain't on this line. I know I was on mute.
Well, they said they still can hear me, but I guess some of the motherfuckers on the show. Is Dominique still on here?
I can't hear Biggie or nothing. Church, is that you in the background?
I got two texts that say they still can hear me.
Yeah. I know my phone's on mute, so if you're not talking, you'll be on mute.
Let me go back. Let me try to get in, brother. Come on.
Yo. Hello. Yo. Yo.
Hello?
Eddie got a cheap ass phone. Right. He don't know how to take everybody.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay. What up, Chuck? I need to go back to tape two and open them back up right quick because he might have been trying to say something and I still waiting.
Man, I'm gonna open everybody goddamn it, Mike, that got a hand,
Come on, Chuck, don't do that, man. Chuck came on and messed up the show. Come on, Chuck, man.
Wow. Yeah, dead air, because your cheap-ass phone don't work.
Hey, Chuck, we trying to have a show here, man. I muted everybody, Mike, for a reason, man. We got Dominique on for the track, man. Don't do that, Chuck. Yeah, man, that's some crazy shit right there.
Yo, it went dead, Eddie.
Hey, I went to the private room, man. I had to go to the private room and try to find that noise, man.
All right. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Let me try to bring Tate back now. Hold on. Tate, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There go Tate, Dominique.
Dominique.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. I just came on a little late, and they said you was on here, and you was going over some of the things that you was going to do, and I would love to hear. What's the plan, Dominique? Talk to me.
Well, the plan is we're going to cut the track and make it smooth, and that's a very big process and a very expensive process, but as if you know, you've been down 41, it's bumpy. That's one of the big things, and just little things like concessions, food, cleaning up everything. We're working on the timing system. And we got a lot more races this year. You know, lots of growth racing, lots of class racing, bracket racing. We got a packed schedule. And we're even doing a big wheel race.
Okay. That sounds very promising. Let me ask you this. When y'all plan on, so y'all going to grind the surface down level so it'll be 100% level. From how far down? All the way straight down to the quarter mile, or just to the eighth mile, or what you gonna do, Dominique?
Well, I'll know more about that in the next week, but I want to do the whole track, even the shutdown.
Oh yeah. Well, that'd be a great improvement, and you know that's the thing. Like I said, I love 41. I've been racing there all my life, and I never was one of them guys to get on here and bash the truck. I just stopped going. You know what I mean? I just stopped going. I ain't going. I go up there. I just don't take my car up there because over the years, you know what I'm saying, my car has evolved and it got faster, and it ain't gonna work up there. It ain't gonna go down the track. But some of these guys on these shows, you know, they've been adamant about what they believe and what they know. It's one thing about what you believe, and it's another thing about what you know. So I'm glad that you, somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that can get on here and express to them and tell them that you acknowledge what the problem is, because nobody wanted to really own up to the shit. And it just got to the point where, you know, it's no reason to talk about it because people think what they want to think and they believe what they want to believe, but the people that got cars, they got the right electronics and know what's actually going on. They know what it is. And that's what probably killed the track as the cars got faster over the years. Back in the day, it wasn't a problem. But as the cars got faster over the years, that's what kind of killed the car count and killed a lot of the action. So knowing that you are a racer and you've been around and that you're on board, man, that's a good thing. I'm happy to hear.
Yeah,
when they told me he was on the phone, I answered it like shit. I called. You know what I mean? That's a good thing.
Well, good.
That's a great thing.
I appreciate that. And, you know, no, there ain't no track out there that's 100% with no little bumps or anything. But
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
41.
It pretty much ain't.
And I'll be the first one to admit it. 41 is really bad. And once we cut that track, it's going to be so much better. And, you know, I plan on having a pro mod show. I raced with the Wise Guys probably for 20 years. So I know what it takes, and that's my baby, is that surface out there. And I rub on it every day when I'm there. And I know all the bad spots and good spots. And after we cut it, I'm really excited about it because I know it's going to be so much better.
Well, like I said, man, I'm glad to know that, you know, you done came on board and somebody like you that can acknowledge what the problems is and that's willing to address it and fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, the track can't do nothing but get better than what it's ever been. I mean, you know what I'm saying, as far as the fans, the spectators, and the cars and the racers coming back. And, I mean, along with the people in the other states coming here, you know, because, you know, you can't keep arguing with people about what the situation is, and then it's 100% wrong. And don't nobody want to address it, and then don't nobody want to fix it. But somebody like you, I'm glad, man, for you to come in and recognize what's going on, and you say you're going to stand on it and go up there and fix it. Man, that's a great thing for 41. It's a great thing. A great thing. And I'm going to be 100% on board, and I communicate with you and talk to you and about, you know what I'm saying, working on something to help generate some more traffic up there, you know, as far as bringing my car and Chuck car and Donye car and, you know what I'm saying, cars from the south. Like, we gonna do what we got to do to bring the track back. I mean, we live here. I don't want to – I hate – people don't say, do y'all like going out of town? No, I don't like going out of town. But I want to go where I know they're going to put the glue down. If you ain't going to put – if you ain't going to spray the track but one time all day long, no, I don't want to go there. One day off,
yep.
One time, in 10 hours, when I can go down south, and they're going to spray the track every damn near every hour, or if they see five cars bring the tires off, they're going to do something to the track. That's what you want, because these cars, I mean, people got a whole lot of money in these cars, and you're not trying to wreck your car because the track don't really care about you or your car, what happens to it. You know, the facility has to understand that the caliber of these cars now are fast. And you got to have a track there to keep the cars coming there. If you don't
yep.
take care of the track and maintain the track on the regular, the cars ain't going to come. That's it.
That's right.
I was over there
when you
remember when I came down there, when you was down there, what was the track down there?
Sykeston,
yeah. Man, I went down there, man, and listen. And I'm going to tell y'all people on this phone. They didn't have no damn radio cars down there. Hey, listen here. Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
They didn't have no radio cars or nothing down there at Sykeston or none of that. They had big time cars
mm-hmm.
down there, cars with Willie Bob, slick cars.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Dominique, them had that car glued back then. I'm talking about 15, 12 years ago. They had that car. They had that track so glued. If your car stalled on the track, nobody could walk on it or even push the car. That's how good they had that track glued.
Yeah,
it looked just as good as a steel or a Viduster, Georgia. One of them tracks, man. Martin, Michigan. And look, I'm talking about 15 years ago. So if he on board, I know what that man going to stand on, what he got to stand on and do what he got to do. So, hey, I'm looking forward to it. Shit.
Well, I appreciate all the kudos, I'll tell you that.
So you say you're not really sure when they will start the process, Dominique?
It looks like it's going to, I want to do it in March, you know, right before the track opens. Like right now, the weather's kind of iffy. You know, in March, if we get a two-week window, we'll be right on it.
Okay. All right. Man, that sounds good, man. That's good to hear. I'm telling you, that's good to hear.
Hey, hold on, Tate. Hey, Dominique, you got time for some more questions? I got about five mics open. They got their hands up.
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
You still
I'm
got
good.
Time for?
I'm good. I ain't got to talk to them. Yeah, I'm good. I ain't got to talk to them more.
All right, I'm going to just close your mic for a minute then. I'm going to open all the mics back up when we get through. All right.
I'm here for you. Say it loud.
All right. Here we go. 0537, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Eddie? What's happening, yeah?
Ain't nothing too much. We got Dominique on. You got a question for Dominique?
I'm glad to hear what I'm hearing, man. I've been having fun at that track since it first opened, since we went out there watching them with the tractors and stuff when it was a big pile of dirt. So I'm looking forward to that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to close your mic back for a minute, Mark, and I got to open these other. Then when I get through, I'm open all the mics. All right. 6447, your mic is open.
What's up, Big Eddie?
What's going down? How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Dominique, the new manager for 41, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Cal.
So it sound like y'all plan on milling the track and everything, huh?
Yes, sir.
So, Dominique, like for radio events, I know sometimes when guys give an event, they bring in a third party to prep the track.
Yep.
Do you guys be against that?
I'm not against
it. Like,
if it's a rental, you know, that somebody's renting the track and they want to bring in their own guy, I'm all for that. But I do my own prep for all my small tire. I had the River Redemption series for small tire. And then when I came on board here, I brought, you know, the River Redemption.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
sir. That took place in Cordova, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, sound good. I mean, like Tate was saying, I'd rather save that gas money instead of traveling. 10, 12, 20 hours to go have some fun, you know. So, but.
Well, we'd like to see you guys show up and give us a try.
All right. Well, I'll keep my eyes and ears open. Looking forward to it. And see what happens.
Fantastic.
And I didn't have as many wrecks as Tate, but that one was enough for me. And I went to a marginal radio prep track. I won't say the name, and wrecked my car. And that won't happen again. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the improvement.
Welcome back home, Kelsey. Welcome back home.
Welcome home.
Okay.
Yes,
Tate pretty much said most of the stuff, but that's about all I had to ask.
All right, then, Kelsey. I'm gonna put you back on mute, Dominique. One more question before I open up this last mic. How's track rental going to be? I know y'all going to have track rentals for private sessions. You want to talk about that, or y'all haven't got it all together? What it be?
Well, you can have one car. You could have 10 cars. You know, you can have as many cars as you want. But usually I like to do on Friday during the day, because we have insurance that day. And then you have, say you start at 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and then you're welcome to stay the rest of the night for free.
Oh, man, that's all right. That's all right. Okay. Well, y'all want to rent the track, y'all can get in touch with Dominique at US 41, and I'm pretty sure he'll give you opinion with all the information you need. I'm so glad he came on tonight, but I got one more person look like he want to talk to you, Dominique.
Okay.
773-1025, your mic is open.
Big Eddie, what's up, Double D? What's happening?
What up, Double D?
Nothing, man. I just had a question for Dominique. How you doing, Dominique?
Good, Double D.
Man, I did one question I had. I just wanted to know, I know previously before you got there, they took a lot of the test and tune away from us on Sundays, because that's when we used to do a lot of major grudge racing up there. So will it be a lot more Sunday test and tune open? Because they kind of took that away from us for a while. So
on Sundays we got test and tune. We do have a few groups that come, but that doesn't take away from the test and tune. You know, we're still going to have test and tune.
That's great.
Okay. Cool.
That's great.
That's all right.
Hey, Dominique.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, sir. All right. I wanted to ask you also, you know, back in the past, when the track used to run events as far as like, you know, bracket races and stuff like that, they used to have it mixed in between the bracket races. They would still let people test and tune. Well, they cut that out at 41, and that's another thing that ran a lot of people's away, because, you know, they didn't want to just come if they wanted to test their cars and had to just sit there and use bracket racing. And I know they did it at the Grove, and they also did it at the 30 and 41. Is that anything y'all might be doing this year? Y'all going to still keep it a bracket race, the whole event, just bracket racing?
Well, it's possible, but I'll tell you what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a test and tuner come in, and I can say no names, came in and oiled the whole track down.
And then
what happened is we couldn't get the final of the race in for the bracket racers.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, they raised holy hell. But you're right. Every track that I've been at, I've always had test and tune in between.
Yes.
So that's kind of still up in the air yet. I'm not going to promise you and say yes, but we'll see how it starts out.
Is that an equipment issue, that y'all don't have the equipment to clean the track much faster and more efficient? Is the reason it will shut you down so long to where you couldn't continue to race?
Well, the problem is now you got all of these new oils, you know, this synthetic oil in that, and it, I don't care what you got. You could have 50 people out there. It's just very rough to get it up. Sometimes you got to, you know, scrape the track, in which now we got that automatic scraper. So, you know, it's just, we got the equipment, We're working on getting some more equipment, but when you have an oil down that bad, I don't care who, what you got. It's just hard.
I see. I see. All right. I just wanted to ask that question to get people understanding on what's going on, and they was just thinking that the track was being mean. So now that you then came and gave them a view of what's really happening and the reason why it started to being like that, they probably understand that more and not feel it's personal, you know, because a lot of people thought that that was personal. Yes, sir. So if you got to go, Dominique, it looked like no one else was raising their hand. And, man, I appreciate you for coming on. I think we got a real good message. And the communication between the track and his fans and the people that come out and what's the word I'm trying to use, support you guys, I think that's real important. And I've been trying to get this relationship with 41 for some years, and I'm glad you stepped up to the plate. I appreciate you.
Well, I could tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you I really appreciate you having on this show, and I appreciate all you racers out there, and you and I speak the same language. Fast
yes,
cars,
sir.
Good sticky track, and a safe track.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I hope to come back on, like I say, as we're cutting the track and give you guys an update on it. And again, I appreciate everything you guys do, and I appreciate the support.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you, man. Welcome to 41, man. Hey, and we sure gonna try to support you as best we can, and I'm gonna keep on pushing for people to start coming to the track. And I like what Tate said, because one thing I'm gonna tell you, they watches these people, and people like Tate. They got the power to, if they say, hey, the track is good, then we're going to have people coming from all over, because he travel all over, you know. People going to follow the track then and come here instead of hearing all the negative stuff. Nobody want to travel 12 hours to a track that they hearing that is not good. So we're going to try to turn that information around so we can get it back like it used to be.
That sounds great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Dominique, I won't hold you no longer. I know I had you on here extra time tonight, and man, and like I said, I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, let's get ready, because we're going to be racing in 2 months.
Dominique.
Yes, sir.
Billy Reed, you mentioned the wise guys. He was a part of Chicago Hitman. You knew Billy Reed well?
Billy Reed, that Monte Carlo that's turned the world upside down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was my man. I used to be in his house all the time, him and Carl, even when he moved way out there in the south in the I-57 there. He built the motor that I got in my car right now. He built it. That was one of the last motors he built that's in my car right now. Yes, sir.
That's a good book.
Yeah, him and Karen was. Man, beautiful people, man. Like, we used to go out there and take food. And man, every time we go, we had to bring him, make sure we have his bags of coffee and all that stuff right there. And he supposed to have came with me to the track. And he passed away before it could happen. And he wanted to come and change cams in my motor at the track to see if my cam was good enough or the one that he used in his motor would have did me some more justice. He was going to change the cam right there at the track for me.
Wow.
But, you know, yeah, after his wife passed away, he was a different person, man, and he didn't really last that long after that, man. We used to go out there all the time and sit with him and stuff, man.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir. That was one of my friends. And also, the guy that owned the trailer shop in Tinley Park, I understand you know him.
Trailer Park in Tinley Park.
I mean, the trailer repair place. He is right in Tinley Park. They say he be at 41 a lot, somebody's telling me. He had did some work for me, and he had got a chance to see the Monte Carlo that I bought from Bill Reed. I wrecked right out there at 41. I had bought another Monte Carlo he had bought after he sold his first Monte Carlo, and he had another Monte Carlo that was a small tire, and I had bought it from him, and he did some work for me. He wired my trailers up and everything, but I heard that he's a big fan of 41. I haven't been over there in a while. I sent a lot of people over there, but
We need to get you out there.
Oh, yeah, I'll be out there. That's for sure. Ain't nothing going to stop me from getting out there as long as I got a breath on my body. Yes, sir. So I ain't going to hold you no longer. Now, like again, I say thank you very much for coming on. And we want to build this relationship where we can help each other out. And, you know, you helping us more by getting the track in the condition that, you know, it need to be.
Yep.
So, yes, sir. And I want to help you pass the word and help y'all get it going. You and Bill, y'all good people. You know, and yes, sir. Chicago Connection, we be, you know, putting information out on it and everything. And, hey, Bill, a real good person.
Yes,
so
sir.
So I don't want to just hold you, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and go. Thanks again.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm finna open everybody mic up so we can get this started. We start opening the mics up. We'll slide from the bottom. That's If y'all don't want to talk, all y'all got to do is mute your mic. But I'm opening everybody up. I think we had a pretty good show tonight. I really love the fact that we can establish a relationship with the track manager for the first time in years. Y'all know how long that I tried to work for this to happen. Like I told him when I talked to them, I say, hey, I can only say so much. I can't really fight y'all battles because they're not listening to me. I say, I think, you know, y'all establish a relationship with the people that your patrons that come out and support you. I think they would rather hear from you. The fans and the racers alike would rather hear from y'all straight on because everybody don't do Facebook. And there ain't a whole lot of people that don't do Facebook. But then they got to be members, I mean, you know, friends of your account so they can see what you're posting up. And then even then, they can ask you questions by text, messaging, but ain't nothing like talking to a person straightforward. And, man, I think that was a beautiful session right there. All right, y'all. Y'all mics is open. Everybody mic had their hand up. Y'all mic is open. Brother Tate, I appreciate you, man. You came in there and you asked your questions, and that's all I wanted to do is try to establish a relationship with these people so we can get done what we need done so people like you can come home, man. So I think that was pretty good.
Hey,
a new beginning. Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, oh, shit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You just don't know, but I love to come on.
Man, I know that, Tate. That's the first thing I told them. I said, I know they'll want to save that money if they don't have to travel. I told them why y'all was traveling, you know, to get tested. I said, don't nobody want to come spend time at the track and can't get the data that they need, you know, to tune their car.
Hey, Tate.
What up, Chuck?
Eddie a lying motherfucker. He didn't want us to go out of town because this punk ass won't travel to see nobody. He lying like a motherfucker.
Hey, Tate, did you see this man come on and down and fuck my show up, man? I said, come on, Chuck, man. I mean, I'm trying to keep this...
Your motherfucking show went dead, man. Tate and everybody else was talking in the background. You should have said, hold on or something. You cut everybody off.
If y'all can't hear me, how can I say hold on, man? How could I say hold on if y'all couldn't hear me? I could hear y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me. I was trying to say everything I could. That's when I realized something was fucked up.
That's what I'm telling you, motherfucker. Everybody was
but
talking
still,
to your
Chuck,
pump,
that man. Wasn't for you to open up all the goddamn mics, man.
Man,
and I'm trying to have a show with this man on
mic.
There, man.
The beginning. We don't even know how
to use
it. Phone stay mute. I'm Mike said mute. We don't know how you hear.
I know he muted every
motherfucker.
I muted everybody, Mike, but the person that was talking, D. I had y'all mic open at first, and then
I wasn't nobody talking.
When you muted the mic, Tate. When you muted the mic, Tate and the guy was having a dialogue.
No, y'all was open then. Now, listen, let me explain this to you, man. Hold on, let me explain it to you. Hey, Chuck, would you shut your punk ass up for a minute, man? God damn, man. The thing is happening. This would happen, D.
Was nobody talking?
Hey, D, this would happen, man. I went into the private room because somebody had noise. And when I went in the private room, he was on my mic. He didn't have his own line. So that's why it seemed like it went dead, because I went to find the noise, and he was with me. So y'all couldn't hear him no more.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm telling you is that our mic said muted.
Yeah, but that's what happened, D. When I went to the private room, Dominique was on my line. And I was surprised that the noise was coming from the person lying, and he didn't mute his own mic because I told him he was going to be open. But I had to go in there and look. I had to mute his mic because there was too much noise interrupting Tate and Dominique talking. So when I went in the private room, anybody on my line went with me. So when I talk to Dominique again, I'm going to have him make sure that he know which number to come, so he have his own line, so that won't happen again.
But that's what I had to do,
because Tate,
I had fucked up, man. Don't try to make
no excuse. That's what happened, man.
That's what happened.
Man.
You fucked up.
But see, a dumb motherfucker that don't understand what you're doing, like Chuck, you know, they don't know what to do, but turn the motherfucking bills up.
Chuck really came in to say today because, like I said, I might get muted. So I understand if I was on mute. We didn't know what had happened.
Don't tell that motherfucker nothing.
I understand what you're saying.
But
see, we didn't know what happened. Chuck was coming in to say today because, like,
well, that's what happened, man. That's what happened. But the show.
You muted everybody, Mike, and you said, I need a private testing so I can bring my little slow-ass car out there and show you what I got. That's all right, dog. You could have called the man tomorrow and told him that shit. We had to cut the show down.
Yeah, man, but, hey, it don't matter, man. I think the show was successful. I accomplished what I need to accomplish, what I've been trying to do for a long time, and to establish a relationship with these people so they'll come on and communicate with us, man. I think that's one of the best things in the world, that we can communicate directly with the track.
Hey, Eddie, if he can get half of what he said done, it's all good.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, he said he's going to try. They say they're going to try her. That sound good.
If he can get half of it done, he all good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And once again, we appreciate the help from the co-host.
That motherfucking punk been trying to
fire
me, but
he
can't.
Well, you know, when it gets close to the anniversary of when Cadillac got fired, you know, Eddie changed his just a little bit.
Oh, man.
The motherfucker can't fire me.
Hey, man, I was talking to Tate last week, a week before last one, and he mentioned you to me, and I told Tate, you know what, Tate, I'm going to let Chuck slide. I ain't going to fuck him up. And here you is on here tonight trying to get fucked up, man.
You can't pay a motherfucker to fuck me up, Chunk. I keep telling y'all that shit.
Ooh-wee. I told Tate you was a friend of mine.
They said you better not show up with that old ass shit.
Damn.
Defend yourself, Big Eddie. Defend yourself.
All I want to do is try to tell Chuck to calm down because this goddamn winter moving out the way. This winter moving out real out the way real fast.
At gunpoint. Out
a yellow Camaro.
Yeah.
Out of Indiana.
Yeah, got to be about a 75 or something.
Man, ain't no motherfucking old shit like that going to fuck with me, man.
It is. He on your shelf.
Which one of my cars he going to fuck up?
He said that red Z28 car looking some shit like that.
Well, I had to see what he looked like, man. If he a little too strong for me, then he gotta meet my big brother.
He at 41, he be at Hattiesburg, all the good time. He old race. He say he'll drag.
I know the slow motherfucker you talking about, man.
So
I know the slow motherfucker.
What's his name?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say his name. I'm gonna let you say his name.
Nah,
but I know him.
He gotta...
But all I gotta do is say come on with
it.
All I gotta do is say come on with it, man.
Yeah, all right. He'll hit the one button when he ready.
Cause I'm tell you, man.
Guess what on your trail?
That's all good right now. I want them to stay on my trail. I don't want them to back up after what's going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. I want them to keep on trying like we going to do. If we get messed up, which I doubt, we coming back. Mm-hmm. Now, if we mess y'all up, don't take your tail and I don't want no more. Come on, get some more. Yeah. You never got enough Kool-Aid when you were drinking it. Come get some.
Why you calling Chuck, man? You said that.
Huh?
Why you calling Chuck, man? You said that. We texting each other, so you talking to Chuck?
Because he a duck.
Nah, that motherfucker ain't talking to me. I think you scared to say his name, the motherfucker that's calling you out, huh?
Well, I'm calling you out. I ain't worried about the hearsay. If the person want to come to me, all you got to do is come and tell me. I ain't running for nobody. I'm accommodating. I can accommodate anybody in Chicago. I don't have to hear him. He can talk for himself.
He said he's closing his mic.
I'm accommodating. Anybody in Chicago, all that stuff, people talk about something, I won't nobody race me. I got to go out of town to race because won't nobody here race me. That lie over with.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dead issue.
Over again.
I don't want to hear that shit. Somebody got in trouble for that shit today earlier. They end up bagging up. So y'all stop
that
saying that shit around me.
Tell me. Who said it?
You hear about it. End up backing up. Nah.
Tell me about it. I only come on the show once a week.
I'm like you. I ain't saying no names.
I like that
back.
Put them out there.
Come on the show. Come on. Hey, like you say. He might be on the show.
I got time to sit up and talk with y'all every morning. Tell me who it is.
No, sir, I can't tell you shit.
Okay, you won't tell us who it is, but you can put them in the room.
I'm just telling. But I'm going to tell you this here, like I just said.
Who said
all
it
the
it?
People that holler that shit,
who said
stop
it?
Hollering
I
that shit.
Rob. Who said it? Who
because
said
we
it? Rob
here. We'll call Rob and ask him.
All right, let me call Rob.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Rob right now.
Yeah. Carl Robin, I come.
You was the first four initials, nigga. You was the first four initials.
I ain't using nothing. Why you ain't tell Chuck? Why you ain't tell Chuck to use some initials when he was talking to me about a yellow car?
CJ, mother.
Come on now.
You say CJ.
I know who it is.
CJ.
I know who it is. CJ, my man. CJ, my man. And
let me find Rob's number. Hold on. Let me.
CJ got a little too much car for me, but he can come get that black one. He can come get that black one any day. But then again, I still ain't heard nothing from the horse's mouth.
CJ, CJ, get on the phone. He need to get on the line.
Yeah, well, like I say, we got something here now. We can accommodate a whole
you
know, lot of people.
Don't answer the phone.
That's what I got to say.
Yeah, man.
We ain't running from nobody. We ain't running from nobody.
Hey, Eddie, you text Rob and told him don't answer the phone?
Rob probably listening to you, man. He probably don't want to hear your fool laugh.
Rob would tell me he said that shit.
Well, when he decided to tell you, he'll tell you.
All right, man. I'm gonna shut the fuck up now, Eddie.
Please shut the fuck up. I'm acting nice.
All right, I'm going on mute, Eddie. I'm going on mute.
No, Chuck, you all right, man. You can go ahead and bust my head. You always do it. I'm going to do it.
You used to be a... Yes, I used to. Wow. Yeah, you said when you turn them loose this year, they're going to see a different shell, huh?
Yes, sir. We got the People's Champ. We got the People's Champ. We back. The People's Champ is back. And looking for it.
Did that Chuck say you needed there?
Yeah, man. You know how Chuck do me, man. You know how Chuck do me.
Yeah, you're going to come by swinging, man. You're going to come by swinging like Bill was. To my cover pole.
As soon as it get close to a Chicago race, Chuck can go ahead and start making sure his car in shape because he gonna have to lock in, man. He's gonna get this shit over with.
What?
A bullshit. But D,
yo,
if you remember. I said, once we get this motherfucking car dialed in, it ain't nowhere they can go to hide. They're going to come get that ass.
What?
We're coming for that ass, man.
A bullshit.
That's up. Morning show people, where y'all at, man? Y'all told me y'all gonna come on and repeat what y'all said earlier, man. I ain't nobody saying that, so y'all couldn't admit it because y'all know that other shit ain't recorded. This shit recorded, yeah.
We'll sit on the morning.
They had a damn good show. They had a damn good show this morning, man. Wasn't nobody sticking fingers in holes and unpleasant places and putting stuff in their mouth, man. It was just straight talking. No.
Terry Young again?
No. No, he wasn't on.
No, he had chatted all.
We had gentlemen racing going on today. Yes, sir. We had gentlemen conversation going on about racing today. Well, I guess ain't none of my early people coming on with me tonight. That's the main thing I like about the other morning.
I'm still
show.
On, Big Eddie. I'm just doing something out here. But, hey, all them guys on we had on this morning, they know who they are. And they know goddamn
they know, that's
the
right.
Drive, they can get it. Shit.
Hey, they definitely know who they are, Double D.
They can get it.
And when they talking good,
show, get yeah.
When they talking good, Double D, when they talking good.
Hey, stop that, Chuck. Stop that, Chuck.
Hey, yeah.
What's going on with y'all tonight?
My goddamn Chuck, man. He's like a kid, man. He got it with some new toys.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, man, get Chuck up off the sound effects, man. Get up off the sound effects, Chuck.
I can't stop him, man. I can't stop him. I can't stop him, man.
Yeah,
I can't stop him.
I think that's you doing that. Hey, that ain't Chuck. Chuck wasn't doing
man,
that.
Man, I'm talking to you, man. I ain't got
nah,
nothing in my hand but some pretzels.
That's you doing that, man.
A bullshit? A bullshit.
Yeah, they got you bullshit,
I'm
man.
I'm
oh, they go my arch rival over there. What up, Jill?
What's going on?
Hey, man, Jill, no, we always going to play. Right. Me and Jill ain't got to talk about, we ain't got to talk about racing. We already know what time it is.
All right, right. Whew. Right.
He got a car, it's going down.
There you go.
Yep. Hey, Jill.
Yo.
Hey, Jill, wasn't they talking, they were talking some good stuff earlier today, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
And why they won't come on the show and talk that, man?
They probably
tired. Yeah, man, they probably sleeping.
I'm just coming in myself.
Well, somebody got a lot of background
noise.
Yeah, that's me. Hold on. I'm going on mute. I'm at the job. Hold on. I'm going on mute.
Oh, okay. Well, you talking. If that's you, don't worry about it.
Well, I'll be out the office in a minute. Just trying to get my stuff situated.
So, Jerry, what did you think about the show, man?
Oh, that was good. It was informative. That's a big step. That's a big step.
Yes, sir. That's a big step right there.
I'll be honest with you, when the hospitality, you know, it was hospitable when Norm, when we was coming out the streets, making our transition into the track. And Norm used to come around at the Chaos Nights and introduce himself, and, you know, I never forget that. And, but that kind of went away, you know, through the years. And I think now we're getting back to that part of it, which is good, you know. That's you can take care of everybody. You just got to, you know, it's a voice. You hear it. And you try to accommodate. And that's what it's all about. You try to take care of everybody. Give everybody a little, again, because the track is, like you said, it's our home track. That's all we know. At least that's all I knew. When I came out the street, that was it, 41. You know, the Grove is around the world to travel up there for me, you know, especially being in the South Suburbs at the time, you know. So 41 is, you know, home, you know, it is home, and when I travel up that way, that's where I come. I get all the events still up there.
Man.
41. I really don't go nowhere.
Well, you know, I was just trying to explain to Gerald, it ain't gonna be no whole lot of teaming up, man. We gonna generate some racing, man. At home, the only way we can do it.
Got to stop Gerald from saying that, man. Putting that false home out there.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to see me now. Ain't gonna be one big team. This gonna be the.
No, ain't gonna be no one big team. We ain't all be standing around, man. We gonna be going at each other till we go out of town.
Okay, it might be two, like the Pro Bowl, huh?
Yeah.
AFC against the NFC.
We're gonna have some fun, man. Just bring the old days back. We're gonna have some fun out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Gerald, you say you've been around for a long time. Just keep racing, bro. Keep doing your thing. What's up with you, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm an old veteran in this stuff.
The control of the board is going to go down in about 90 seconds, so if y'all ain't open, y'all mics and come in and talk. I believe you need to open y'all mic. Yes, sir.
Rob just told me who said that bullshit.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, as long as I didn't say it. I didn't put the man name out there. Now, that's you. You want to put the man name out there on that. That's up to you.
Oh, you told me. I don't remember that motherfucker racing out of town.
I don't know what you're talking about, out of town. This ain't had nothing to do with out of town, man.
That's what you said. You said the motherfucker
got
to go out
of town.
No,
that ain't what I said.
No,
I said when the people, I said as far as that would talk about a whole different thing. That if a person had to go out of town to race, I was finna finish and say, I had already told them they wasn't safe. That we was going to go wherever we need to go to get that ass. That was a whole different conversation from the one I was telling you happened today. Yeah.
You be fucked up, dude. You told me something different. All right, I'm going back on mute.
Why you put Rob on mute, man? He had his hand up.
I ain't touched the board, Ed.
What's up, boss? What up, Ed?
What up, man?
There you go, Rob. What up, Rob?
What up, D?
I can't call it, man.
What did I miss, Ed?
Oh, just all them people that was on there talking good earlier, and didn't nobody come on and say a damn thing but Double D and Jerry.
Oh, man, I was knocked out. I got in the house, I was out of there.
Yeah, I understand that. You're a hard-working man.
Appreciate it, Ed. That's why you're a true chap.
Yes, sir.
So what did I miss, Ed?
A bullshit.
You missed the whole show. If you sleep. You missed the track man talking about what's going down and what they plan on doing. It sounded real good.
I ain't get a chance to. Man,
he was on here almost 2 hours, man. I couldn't believe that man stayed on here that long. I appreciate it. He was on here almost 2 hours.
Uncle Eddie, what are you talking about? You talking about he gonna make some changes or what's supposed to be happening?
Yes, sir, he gonna make some changes. I mean, he talking about all that, but y'all gonna have to go back and listen to the show because I don't wanna fuck nothing up. The man was on here almost 2 hours. Huh?
I see he bringing that race he had at Cordova.
Yeah. And tell Rob them that he said he's prepping for Big Time Cars and for Broadway.
That's right.
Man, nothing, man. Have a good night, boy. Yeah, Holly. What's up?
He said on testing tune night, he going to have a track where you can get down the track. He said the only thing with testing tune night is the street cars going down the track too kind of messing it up. But he said if anybody come up to him and ask him, could they put a little glue down? He would do it with no problem. Can't ask for no more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
I was asking them with that test and tune on Sundays, you know, they kind of shut us down the last 3-4 years. We wasn't able to go up there. I put a lot of drugs right there. We would go up there around 2-3 o'clock to get it on.
Well, you know, that dude was throwing all them bracket races, though, so that kind of stopped our ass.
That's what I'm saying. Yep, the bracket races was killing it.
Hey, Ed, did anybody try to lock him in?
Yeah, come on.
Anybody try to lock him in, Ed?
Yeah, you did.
Shoot, I was asleep.
He said, come on with it.
Oh yeah.
Hey Uncle Eddie, I came all the way out this way, man, with this trailer, and I ain't got no damn straps for her. Ain't that something?
Oh God, no.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
If I can remember, Ed, I'm going to put my a recording of my feeding of my fish on Facebook Live so y'all know what these killers eat. See how they chop fish in half and eat the tail and the head.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if the Walmart's around, man, you better get the Walmart, go get some traps.
Yeah, I'm going to have to feed them some in a little while.
That sounds good now, but I already got the car here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God, though.
Hey, Ed, did money come on?
Nope. How far your way from anybody can reach you and bring you some?
Hey, Rob. I didn't come on because I didn't have nothing to say. I was listening, Rob,
ass,
but
money.
I've been on.
I'm on your ass, money.
I've been on. I just didn't have nothing to say, Rob. I was listening.
Why you ain't got nothing to say, money?
Because I was listening. I didn't have nothing to, no input. Hey, Rob, that's the difference.
Oh, they go big money, man. We're big money. They woke up.
Hey, Rob, that's the difference. When you got some intellectual input, then you talk.
Yeah, I'll let you, man.
If you ain't got shit to talk about, you're supposed to be quiet. I was listening.
What up,
I didn't have nothing to talk about.
Have a good weekend, boy.
What's your
man, maybe next Saturday. Next Saturday. You want to do a Saturday? Yeah. All right, boy.
I was listening to Tate talk. I was listening to other people talk. I was on the phone when Eddie muted everybody damn mic and Tate and Baby and Lowrider was trying to get him to get him out the private room. Yeah, I've been on him for a minute, Rob.
Big Money,
yeah,
asleep,
there wasn't
man.
No,
you were asleep, Big Money.
There wasn't no need for me
money
to say anything
man.
Due to the simple fact I ain't got no cars in that class. My car's slow. That bitch can go down a dirt road.
Oh, Big Money, stop it, man.
So,
but you I was getting some education.
The man said he finna do a lot of good things to the track. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He said he's gonna smooth it out. He's gonna smooth it out all the way down through that, through all the way through to the shutdown.
Yeah, sure.
That's gonna be some good shit.
Hey,
he said he gonna
hey,
get.
Ed,
he
I guess
get
I got
gonna be some great shit
tomorrow while I'm at work. Then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, you can also call me,
it was
Rob.
Some good conversation.
I called you back, man. You ain't answered the phone, man.
Oh man, my phone was dying. I had to charge it, man. Oh no, that wasn't it. I'm sorry. I got stuck in the air today.
I hung up on me, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. See how you is, boy.
Yeah, I ain't mean no harm.
So, Money, you like the show, huh? You think that was
Eddie.
Show?
Hey, Eddie, it was very productive. You got the man on, and the man said what he was going to do. And like Chuck said, the track will be great if he do half of the shit he said he going to do. We just got to wait and see if it's going to materialize. Everything I done heard sound good, but I done also guys come on here and say a pair of lips and say anything. So we just got to wait and see.
That's all.
He said everything from dragging the track to taking care of the bleachers to taking care of the concessions to the equipment. Yeah. He said a lot of good
things. Well, Money, he been having good equipment. He went from that raggedy old.
Hey Rob, so that's my thing.
Huh?
That's my thing. He put it out there, and the show is recorded. So if he don't do a majority of the shit he said, you can do like Chuck said and hit that button and call bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Hey Money. Hey Money.
Yeah, what up, Chuck?
Did you notice what he didn't say? He didn't say
nothing about the grudge racing.
No, he didn't say you can't plug up to my electricity and not pay.
Oh, hell right. No, man. Right.
Yeah, he did say he did talk about grudge racing money.
Yeah, but they were talking. Somebody mentioned about having our day back and having our Sunday. I didn't hear him give a yay or a nay. I heard him say we're going
to
do what
Sunday's
we can.
Sunday's a testing too, money.
Means Sunday open.
Well, that's good then.
Friday and Sunday.
And
he
said even if he have an event on Sunday, he's still going to have some tests and tuning.
Well,
on
guess
Sunday,
what?
He's going to work it
guess
in
what, now. Big Eddie? Then he covered all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
Now he just got to do what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Tate said the man is a good dude, and he been fucking with him, as babies say, he been fucking with him the long way, so we just got to see how it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I got to believe that he's talking about bringing them pro mods out here. They not going to bring them things out here, and that track is shabby. I believe he's going to do something.
Hey,
and he covered all. That's how. Hey, Big Mark. And he covered all the markets. And he covered all the markets. He said the pro mods, the bracket racers, grudge racers. He said you're gonna get them big tire cars out there. So it is what it is. We just gotta see if it's gonna materialize.
Well, like he definitely said, the wise guys are his people. So I know he's gonna look out for them and nobody else. Make sure they right.
The best thing he said and was honest about is about the condition. That's it.
Yeah.
He was 100% honest about
that. By him acknowledging that and saying that publicly, that's big, bro. That's
yes,
big. Because everybody
yes,
want to hide it. They want to hide it. And they don't want to talk about it. And they want to say it ain't. Oh, it's all right. It ain't all right. It ain't been
all right. Yeah, well,
if it was all
hey,
right,
Tate,
it,
you if it was all right, Chi-Town Most Wanted would be out there, and a lot of other fast cars would be out there.
Man,
so
TV
my
Jackson
thing is this: he got to get
hey,
it.
Listen,
he got to
something.
Get it right if
it
he want to want everybody to gravitate back to it.
Hey, Money, it ain't even many tracks that we've been to that has. The distance, like 41 got it. The stomping distance is like fucking damn near two fucking eighth mile. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker
yeah.
long.
A quarter mile
that fucking long with stomping and all that. So, I mean,
yeah.
you know, if they do what they got to do, man, it'll come back, bro. You just can't hide the fact of what the problems is and don't address it. You can't keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing it.
But he's been making improvements every year. He had that track.
With him knowing it and acknowledging it, man, you know, you gotta get that man respect for that. And
for some of the heavy hitters to come on and discuss it with him, that's a good deal. That means folks is listening, man. And like you said, he acknowledges, so he just got to get it together.
Yeah, that was my intentions, man. That's why I've been. So hard for so many years trying to establish a relationship with the track, and I couldn't get nobody else to do it. And Dominique stepped right up to the plate.
Well, Well, you remember,
you,
Eddie, we talked about that, about going to them at first. But,
yeah,
yeah, I'm glad you was persistent and you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So what did it, so Eddie, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it's good to say or whatever on the mic. They got rid of them other motherfuckers that was there? What does that mean? Grab the other motherfuckers that was running. Grab them.
They gone. They gone.
I don't know if it's good to say or what, but if they gone, then like Double D say, like they got away. Even though I don't come up there to grudge race on Sundays, but it was good to go watch when they shitted on y'all and got rid of all the testing tone on Sunday, man. I said, that's a slap in the face.
Right.
That's how I felt. And I don't even go up there to race my car, but I go up there to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a slap
right
in the goddamn face, man. We look forward to that shit on Sunday.
Yeah, the other guy did a few things that was a slap in the face, and they showed their dislike for grudge racing by even when we had an event, no matter how hard we try to clean the track and talk to the people, they always had a complaint, man. They just found out any little thing they complained about, but if they had a big event and the track got trashed, you never heard nothing. You know,
exactly.
Anytime the grudge racers had an event, they did like the media do with black folks in the black neighborhood. They make sure they get the bad news out, never the good news, you know. So I'm glad we got somebody out this side.
The other guy was just a straight bracket racer, man. He didn't care much about grudge racing.
But that don't have nothing to do with being a person with personality, you know what I'm saying?
Through that.
Dumb nigga good.
That's why he ain't there.
Like, I it's on personal. You know what I'm saying? Dominique, all right, man.
Hey, I'm not clear. Is it also new ownership besides new management?
No.
Bill's
still on the track.
Just new management.
No, Bill's still on the track, Mark. Bill's still on the track.
All right.
He gave, Dominic has full access to do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
So turn your TV down, man. Turn your TV down and stop popping them beer cans.
That sounds like you're talking about a specific person.
Hey, double.
Well, I ain't gonna say Chuck's name.
Double D still
say
on here?
Say that again. Yep. What, you
I
wanna lock him in?
Double D still on here?
I say, yeah, you wanna lock him in?
No, I just wanna holler at him.
What up, Big Mom?
Hey, Double D.
Man, where Double D go? He must be on mute.
How you doing, Big Mark?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
All right.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to apologize to you. Appreciate what you said, but I'm not going to be able to drive the Corvette this year. You know, I'm getting a little too old.
Hair looking fat.
You got a Corvette, Mark?
Are you talking to Double D, man? He talking to Double D.
Oh, he gonna drive a Double D car. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna respectfully turn it down, Rob. That's his thing. I'm gonna let him handle that. I'm going to stay in this slow-ass Camaro and go up Sad Bernard here.
Oh, here we go. Go with Gertrude again.
Well, you know Bernard ain't racing.
Oh,
he retired. He too busy trying to paint his beard.
Yeah, man.
The good thing about that is, Ed, that you're going to get the, if you go out there to test, you're going to have something to work with, you know. That was one of the problems I didn't like. You go out there and feel like it's a no prep. But
yeah,
it's
man.
Good that they're going to have it set up where you can actually work with your car.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, you going to do some playing this year?
If they ain't scared, yeah. I already got a few victims. You want me to name them?
Well, I mean, if you don't
Rob, mind. You're going to put a name on it. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. I mean,
here we
they,
go.
They bought their hey, money. Didn't they buy their car to race? So why can't I say their name?
Hey, Rob. Like said, the entertainer said, you a grown-ass man, dog. Say
hey,
what you want to
hey,
say.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark,
yeah.
I asked you a question, Mark.
Yes, sir, Rob. I would like for you to name names.
Okay, well, here we go. B-Fin, Jeremiah, Double D, Gerald, Tidy Bowl, Southside Scrap, just about anybody with a small block on motor. Matter of fact, all of them.
Hey, Rob, it
four
might
guys
be easier
from Michigan.
It might be easier for you to name the ones you don't want to race, and everybody else know what the business is.
Well, when they come, they'll know. Four guys from Michigan. I ain't going to say their name. Just four guys from Michigan. Sound like a TV show, huh? Who else got a car that I've been wanting to get a hold to? Big Sham. Buford. Hey, Eddie, I made enough overtime for a lot of people this year to just see if I could spend it.
Right.
What else? Did I say Tiny Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. He had two cars, Ernie and Bert. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't leave out Little Al. Little Al. Who's out there racing? Puerto Rican Pete and Lenny. Who else got some cars out there? Oh, my buddy Leon and friends.
He said Leon and friends.
Amen.
Oh, and I cannot forget Vic. Can't forget Vic. Wow, man.
Well, I know one that you forgot. You didn't mention him, and he was on your backside this morning. So I guess you came to your senses.
Who was that?
That guy that was on your backside this morning.
What's his name?
Oh, you know him. You know him. He got the same
Who
button you got, and he going to let it go on your ass. The world famous Ray Lowe. You ain't mention his name.
He
gonna
playing.
Stick his whole arm in your ass.
You gotta know when Ray Lowe playing. He was playing. He wasn't playing.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna tell you like my man said on Friday. Hey man, how many men you know play like that?
Was that enough people for you, Big Mark?
Hey Rob, I'm extremely satisfied. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, Mark, now it's your turn. Other than Bernard, who else you running?
I don't know. Is your car ready?
It will be.
Well, I play with you a little bit in Bernard. I pick them as they come. I'm slow, so it don't matter.
Me too.
Hey, money wasn't expecting that one.
That's a good deal. Hey, Rob, that's the reason why I put him on Front Street, Rob.
That's the reason I put him on First Street. He already said he was going to knock me off with his Camaro.
You've been gone a long time, Money, but I'm going to still play with you.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Strong ass whooping the step to. Yeah, I know.
We will figure it out. It's all about having fun. Win a couple hundred dollars here, leave a couple hundred dollars down. I ain't gonna fall out for none of that shit. I just want to have
there
a ball, enjoy myself, win or lose. I'm gonna have a good time.
There,
I don't know about nobody else.
We gonna have some big man on big man crime. I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay. And you know, right now while you're on the phone, I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it, but I'm sorry.
You say what?
I'm just saying early that I'm sorry. I did mean to go upside your head, but I'm just apologizing for it now. Get it out the way. So, you know, when we look at each other at the end of the race, you know, we get that brother nod. You know, we look at each other, just nod.
Yeah, yeah, Mark, thank you. I'm glad you apologized to me, man, because.
Yeah, it ain't nothing personal. We still
know,
go eat a hamburger or something afterwards.
We all gentlemen in this thing, Rob. So just do me a favor.
I got them on. And everybody
hey, Rob.
Put their money over here. Hello.
Hey, Rob, just do me a favor, Big Mark. When I whoop you, man, don't hold a 20-year grudge like you did the last time, man. Let it go.
No. Now, Money, let me clear that up right now. We didn't have a 20-year grudge. I sold my Camaro in 2005. I raced red in 2004. So
right, and you have been hating me since 2004 when I tried to give you a receipt for that ass whooping. You hated me ever since, and you told me.
Damn, that
this ain't
right.
Nothing I heard. You told me this. I just hate that it took 27 years and a double cheeseburger to get it out your system.
No, it's fine. After that, I just take it out on your ass and I be even.
Oh, okay. All
I'm
right.
I'm back. What I
want. Who was that saying they back what they missed?
It's Gerald. Who's threatening?
Hey, Gerald. Mark was just talking about how he going to whoop me and nod with his car. And I just told him, after it's all over with, after I whoop him, man. Don't hold a grudge for 27 years like you did when Red Alert whooped him, and I tried to give him a receipt for that ass whooping. The man hated my guts, Gerald.
Yeah,
it took me to get married
life,
and
right?
give him a double cheeseburger for him to come on out and say it. Oh, Money is
hey,
all
Gerald,
he got. I used to couldn't stand
hey, Gerald,
his ass.
Hey, Gerald, Super Bowl is next week, Gerald. Don't let me throw no flag for holding right now.
Hey. You took him out of your way. That was a good one, Mark. I ain't never heard of that one. That's a good one. Took him out of his wheel.
Big Mark, what's been up to, man?
Yo, what's up?
What's been up to? What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, man, hanging in there.
Yes, sir.
You can tell him now, Mark. You can tell him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Double D, I thought I was talking to you earlier, but I just want to say I appreciate everything you did, but I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to drive the vet this year. I appreciate that, though.
Okay. Man, I sure was looking forward to you getting in there, man, doing some stuff for me, man. But if you change your man, you got my number. You got my number, man. I know one of your arch rivals is Mr. Bud.
Yeah.
Hey, Double D.
Yes, sir.
Who you plan on running this year, Double D?
I see why Rob doing this because of record the show. Yeah, I see what Rob on. Hey, Rob, I tell you what, man.
I'm putting my list together now, so when we get on the show next Friday, I'll have my list ready, and I'm going to run down. How about that?
Yeah, I was telling Big Mark he need to leave old Dodo Bird alone. He up here trying to paint his beard.
Dodo Bird? He's talking about Mr. Bud.
He's trying to paint his beard.
He's trying to paint his beard.
Yeah, he in the beard painting contest.
Hey, man, just leave that beard like it is, man. That's part of history, man, with his beard being the color it is. That's part of history, man.
He's trying to paint his beard.
He put a little beige in, you know? Beige in black.
With a little bit of cayenne pepper.
Hey, yes, he went up with him a little just for men.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Boy, I tell you. Hey, money! Y'all got my support for February 17th, man. I got y'all. I'm gonna be with y'all for that, you know.
Hey, Mark. Glad to hear that, Mark. And we wanna thank you for your support. We gonna try to get you a vest made, man. We just gotta find 4 or 5 car covers and sew them together.
No, money, that's really not necessary. I really appreciate it, but no, I don't think I could wear nothing with a bird on the shoulder. I know,
Mark, because that's a whole bunch of material. If we put a bird on the back of that vest, it's going to look like a pterodactyl.
I'm telling you, you're right. You are 100% right. But I'm going to support y'all February 17th, Burt Reynolds' birthday. I'm
going to
support y'all.
I'm going to
watch one of them videos.
Hey, Mark, I know you want to try to get you an F-body, man, so you can feel special. Because his birthday more than anybody. Right before he died, Burt Reynolds didn't know his own birthday, and you remembered it.
Yes, sir, man. How y'all going to miss the Bandit's birthday, the real Bandit? Stop it, man.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you a question, Mark.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to that restaurant on State that used to be over there? I mean, on Stony Torrance Flavors?
Which one?
One on Stony Island.
Yeah.
Do you remember that dude's birthday?
No, I don't.
You spent enough time in there, just like you remember a birthday.
I don't have no t-shirts and vests with his name and picture on there.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, man, you know you got a picture of a sweet steak tattooed on his shoulder. Hey, Big Mark said he don't need to know his birthday. He's going to go in there and get him one of those steak sandwiches and get up out of there.
No, it's a Small Black Alley reincarnated.
Small Black Alley?
Yeah.
Hey, racist, man.
It's Small Black Alley. It would be Small Block Alley. Yeah, they never had light shine on them, so.
Hey, that's all right, Big Mark. Don't start Big Money, man. You keep wearing that shirt with that Chevy stand on it, man. That's what you keep
all
doing,
day.
Big Mark. You get your money shirt with a Chevy stand on it.
Hey, Double B, I can wear a shirt with a Chevy sign on it, too. You know, Pontiac
you
was
get
a prostitute.
Once you get to a Chevy
Pontiac,
best
hey,
man,
hey, Double D, Pontiac was a prostitute. They had Chevy Motors. They had Buick Motors. They had Oldsmobile Motors. They were hot.
Oh,
mine is hard to put in. We heard.
Hey, Money.
Yeah, Rob.
Have you heard from my new nephew on this phone yet?
No, Rob. No, Rob.
Who is your new nephew, Rob?
Oh, Larry.
He got a
Larry,
4 foot. He got a 4 foot tall, 271 pound nephew, man, with Down syndrome.
Oh, goddamn.
What money? What goddamn?
Damn, money. Damn, money.
What's wrong with him, Big Eddie?
I don't know, man. He all right with me. He all right with me right now.
No, Eddie. She ain't cooking none this weekend, Eddie. No.
There's always a possibility sometimes.
Possibility.
Oh,
all seriousness, though, man. Let's make sure we have some fun this year, man. Cause, hey, the next
yeah.
day ain't promises.
That's the main
and
thing,
once again,
Mark.
Once again, I got to say that what people don't want to hear, man. Get yourselves checked out, man. Get that physical. Now the time. Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Buck up and get it done, man. And you'll be glad about it when it's done. When, as long as you know where you stand. I'm going to try that test again and make sure none of this shit come back. I'm crossing my fingers, but I got to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when the Grove opening up this year? Anything on their schedule? Anybody heard anything about them?
He probably have to call Preacher Boy.
I think he on here.
He probably is, but he ain't never raised his hand. No, you ain't
heard. What the fuck y'all want with me, man? What? I'm
on
here.
They was asking about the Grove when they was going to open, Preacher Boy. I said they probably have to get you on here.
Yeah, they said you got the schedule.
To be honest.
They said you got the schedule.
To be honest, I don't know right offhand.
I don't understand.
They'll be open soon, I can tell you that goddamn much. But listen, I'm Gavin. Yeah. Let me go back on mute.
Go ahead.
They're in the March. They open in the March.
In the March, okay.
There you All right, let me go on mute. I'm gambling, man. You know,
All
I can't afford to gamble because I don't have to go to work.
You know,
I ain't going to push nobody clock.
Do your thing, baby boy.
Hey, Muddy, who you coming after this year, man?
Let me see. I don't think I'm coming after nobody, Big Eddie. I'm gonna be like that blue light you put in your backyard to kill all the mosquitoes.
Man.
I'm just gonna show up and let everybody gravitate to me.
You know, that bad, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna do like that blue light, Double D. I'm gonna just show up and pull my car out the trailer and just sit it there and let everybody gravitate to me like a moth to a flame.
Okay.
And if I can bug a few more
I'm holding you to
that,
money. I'm holding you to anything you say, money.
Yeah. What'd you say,
hey,
Ron?
Who on here, electrician, man?
That was
who on here, electrician, man? I need a light put up.
Rob.
By the fire.
Oh, no. I didn't get it from that, Rob.
Rob, electrician.
If he's an electrician, then how he couldn't get his ass down at that bucket today?
He got all the tools in that bucket, man.
Rob, you electrician,
Rob? Man. Hey. Rob got a masaka set. He got a masaka set from Harbor Freight.
Double D.
Yes,
all we got to do is just unplug that blue light. He ain't going to be zapping nobody. He ain't going to be attracting nobody. He's going to unplug that
battery. Hey, Rob. Yeah. Don't be messing with me, man, because I ain't got a high dollar motherfucking trans brake button. Say that for you and your buddy. I ain't got that.
Oh, it don't cost that much money.
I'm broke, Rob.
Ain't got no money.
He didn't know how to use it. That's all.
Well, I ain't got no need to use it. I use the foot brake.
Boy, you better not come out there with no foot brake. You're going to get murdered.
How much does trans brake cost, Rob?
$79.95.
Ooh, can I get it from O'Reilly's?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, that's all
push
I need.
Button.
I need an O'Reilly's trans brake
button.
Oh,
it is a push button.
There you go.
Get your push button.
So the trans brake works good on drum brakes?
Sure will.
Okay, that's what I got. I got drum brakes on the front.
Oh yeah, you good? Just stop at the 3:30 so you can make it to the finish line.
Hey Rob, I don't need no trans brake. I got a pedal. I'm gonna push that pedal down on the left side. That say emergency brake. When I get ready to go, I'm gonna flip that switch and let it take off. After that, well, I'm gonna get in there and I'm gonna double bub and I'm gonna put it in neutral. And when the light turns green, I'm going to neutral slam it.
Neutral drop that motherfucker.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all going to think it's a turbo on that motherfucker.
And you're going to have transmission guts everywhere.
Shut the fuck up.
You're going to have transmission guts.
Hey, man, did y'all? He said the guy in 41 said that they're gonna have the they're gonna do a whole bunch of stuff to the track, man. That's good. I'm gonna see if I can't let him put a grill out there and some grease, and we're gonna go ahead on and hire Chef Lee to go on over there and cook, man. Well, for the Leroy's creation.
How do you nut?
Leroy. We gonna have all types of chicken and fish.
I see. I hear a lot of lying on this motherfucking phone right here tonight. That's all I'm hearing.
Oh man. What up, Bro Lee? Who the fuck is that beating off in the background?
Bones? Shut the fuck up.
Leroy. You're going to be at the track, goddammit, like Bubba Gump. They got chicken. How do
that's
you prepare?
Goddamn
I
chef. What
it,
up,
boil
chef?
It, broil it, saute
no,
it. That goddamn
no,
chef. What up, chef?
What happening? I ain't going to
hey,
be there.
What's the word?
Hey, Double D.
Ain't nothing happening.
Just because you make ramen noodles and don't burn the water don't make you a chef.
Hey, money.
Hey.
I'm going to go to your ass. You better be quiet.
Hey, money. You better leave yourself alone. You ain't getting no more fish, boy. We go to the track. You dead.
Hey, I ain't worried about it. I'm gonna call him. I order through Rob, goddamn it. So once he make it, I can get it at half price because Rob
ain't
going to show up.
Rob ain't coming to the track, so you ain't getting nothing. Rob ain't coming to the track, big money, so you ain't getting nothing.
You call Rob.
I bet you won't get your order. You call Rob
to throw my order in so I can pay for a half price because he ain't showing up.
Rob ain't even coming to the track. You ain't even got to worry about that.
Oh yeah, Rob
got
will
a
be at the track
Rob.
This
Rob
year.
Ain't coming.
Rob will be at the track.
Rob ain't coming.
Why you call Rob? He gonna drop your order off at your front door. So when you get back on the track, it'll be sitting out there by your front door. When you get home, you
I ain't got no problem with that. I like Uber Eats. He can curbside it to me. I ain't tripping.
You're going to like ant eats because them ants going to be eating your shit up while you at the track till you get back.
Hey, man. Fuck make you think I got ants around my house, man? What kind of shit are you talking about?
Leave some motherfucking food outside. Ain't nobody got to have no ants. Leave some shit outside and see what happens. That motherfucker come from nowhere.
Hey, Double D, if I do leave something outside, ain't no ants going to get it. Because the motherfucking neighbors going to steal that shit before anything.
And the neighbors going to eat your shit.
You better not leave that shit on the front porch. You would never
see
it again.
That shit Rob dropped off. He dropped some fish off. That shit smelled good.
It was still hot when we grabbed it. Hey, goddamn, Big Eddie say he coming out the race, boy. He bringing out Mudbone.
Mudbone and Mudbone 2.0.
Mudbone 2.0.
And Mudbone Jr.
Simone,
Jr. MJ,
and a whole and
MJ.
A whole lot of other support.
Mudbone Jr. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the gynecologist.
The gynecologist. Rob, who is the gynecologist?
That black Camaro.
Oh,
the
man.
Black Camaro,
why is it named the gynecologist?
It's going to be checking pussies.
Hey, Rob, what you going to be digging in? What you going to be digging in, Rob?
That motherfucker retarded. That motherfucker retarded. He just named his collar. Got a collar.
God damn. Hey, Rob, don't tell nobody else that shit, man.
Double D.
Hope ain't nobody listening tonight.
He's going to have it on his back window. It's going to be an OBGYN.
Hey, Big
Eddie. It's going to be OBROB.
Hey, Big Eddie, don't record this one, man. Rob bullshit. Don't record this one. Hey, erase that motherfucker.
He's not ready to hear the paperwork made, man.
Hey, Double D.
Yeah.
I just got my master's.
He got his master's.
God,
got his master's in proctology. In gynecology, he got his minor in proctology.
Okay, so you know what he do, money? Hey, money. He ain't telling the motherfucker to lock in. Rob telling the motherfucker to, he tricking the motherfucker to come and make an appointment. Just make an appointment with me, man.
Get on his ass. Get that appointment, man.
Get on his motherfucking ass.
Hey, Rob.
Rob was slick shit.
Pal. You don't lock anybody in this year. That's all I need to know. Well, Lee, you would have been on the list if I know your car was ready. I did name a few people.
Hey. My car ready, motherfucker. Yours ready. That's the problem.
Ooh.
Hold on, well, Chef. Let me ask Rob a question, Chef. Hold on. Hey, Rob, since you asked me about who on my list, who on your list? Tell us who on your list right now. What you got?
Anybody with a small block.
Now, Lee just made the list.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, Double D, I don't know why you trying to get Rob to make this old fictitious ass list up. Rob gonna have a list out there from here to Mississippi, man. He's gonna have a list from here to Mississippi.
Oh,
hell
man.
No.
It ain't gonna run no motherfucker.
Hey, AD. I've been patient.
Chef, he capping.
Hey, Lee. Yeah. Hey, AD, I've been patient too long. I ain't patient no more.
I'm gonna take that 2 in the break from you.
What'd you say, Rob? What'd you say, Rob? You've been a patient
Rob
too long.
Me 2 in the break.
It's a whole lot of capping going on this motherfucker.
Rob, what'd you say? You've been a patient. You've been a patient too long.
Oh,
you mean them stitches in your ass ain't healed up yet?
Oh, Lord.
He said you've been a patient too long.
You say you've been a patient.
That's what he just said. He said, D, I've been a patient too long.
Damn, Rock.
Hey, you know you gotta let money have get his little joy out.
I'm just going by what you said, man.
If he bring that
I'm just going by what you said. That came out of your mouth. Double D.
No, you heard
I've been
what
a patient too long.
You heard what I said.
And Rob said he ain't fucking around this year. We sure gonna find out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, D, you already made the list. You would know you on there.
Oh, yeah, I know you told me I'm on the list. I want to know who going to get the first ass cutting, man. Who getting the first ass cutting this year?
They ain't going to be Rob. He ain't coming.
Rob, you ain't coming, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can the whole, hey.
Let me look out.
Damn, Double D. Double D, you done made several lists, boy. You neighborhood famous.
Hey.
You done made Rob list.
Hey, big money. Hey, big money. Hey, big money. You can make a list, but that, like Chef said, that don't mean no race don't stop off. You can make the list, man.
Hey, you know hey, Lee, who's on your list, Lee?
Yes, sir.
For 2024.
Purdue.
Rob.
Well, that's
Purdue,
that's
the chicken company.
Who else?
Purdue, the
who
chicken
else?
Manufacturer.
Hey, Rob, you on my list, Rob.
Okay, who else?
Purdue and Tyson.
Rob.
Oh, Lee.
Hey, Rob, I
Purdue
promise you it ain't gonna
and
hurt
Tyson
that long.
And Ballpark Frank are going to lead that.
Hey, money. Keep on.
Yeah.
I'm going to call over there and tell her how to season your food, motherfucker.
Hey, Lee. Why you want to fuck with my meal, man?
Yes,
why you want to fuck with my food, bro?
Yes.
I thought we were bigger than that.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought we were bigger than that. I ain't too proud to get a number three motherfucker supersized with a grape soda.
Yeah, they getting longer, goddamn. Days
is number, brother Mark. Days number. Countdown.
Yeah, I'm gonna open up this garage door in the next few days, goddamn.
Hey, this goddamn February gonna go by fast, boy. We gonna be at Sam Park.
These 28 days gonna be gone before we know it.
29, leap year, baby.
All
got
right.
29 days this month. Hey, you know what? I was asking my boy the other day. I said, "Oh, leap year come every 4 years. So if somebody was born on leap year, when do they celebrate their birthday? Like, you think they like maybe celebrate on the 28th or goddamn it, the first?
That motherfucker ain't been born. 28th. That nigga don't exist. That nigga don't exist. He an alien.
You say he an alien? Damn. Yeah, that shit crazy. How they put a day on the calendar and then four years later, you don't come back.
Just think if you was born on leap year in the 80s, how old are you now?
Oh, man.
You too old for
still a
you
teenager,
born in
Rob.
80s,
still a
and
teenager.
Lee Gill, you too old
still
for
still a teenager. Damn.
I wonder, do they actually count the leap years as your age, or do they just change the date, you know?
No, I think they just probably usually going to celebrate your... But you know what? A lot of people, sometimes you really don't celebrate your birthday on your birthday. Not all the time. You might celebrate it the weekend before or the weekend after, so... If you was born on the 29th, you'd probably celebrate it, you know, a little earlier or a little later, you know what I'm saying?
Celebrate on the 28th.
They celebrated on the last day of the month, last day of February, period, or whatever day it is.
Right.
Go back.
Well, at least the track gonna be good to be testing on it. You ain't got to be like, hey, man, I ain't running on this. So that's a good thing right there.
Hey, well, that'd be cool. We get those tests until on Sundays back. That way if somebody, feeling a little, jazzy, they want to get out there and do something, they can.
Hey, and I can understand if they have a bracket race, maybe shutting the testing tune down on the last two rounds and then let them test and tune after that last round so they can keep their program going as a compromise.
Yeah, but you know what? Anytime you would go out to the Grove, you could always test and tune between rounds and any event that they had, if it permit that, if they got it in there. On Saturdays and Sundays, they will allow you to test. They have, like, testing lanes open. Because, you know, the bracket race is going to have a little downtime.
Hey, man, all y'all got to do is let me know when y'all ready to go to the Grove, man. I'm cheap for the motherfucking Grove. You know that.
Yeah, but we like it when you come to 41, man. It's a little, that's a little closer for us. You know what I'm saying? That the Grove got a spot on Freeze.
I can get you in, get you late. Do what y'all need to do. But Saturday and Sunday is white school day. I have no control over get the
Saturday. The phone was breaking up. What'd you say? We ain't here.
On Saturdays and Sundays at the Grove, you will not get to enjoy your car. They got the bracket places, two tests. If you get three, then it was your birthday.
Okay. There was no way I was going to make that flight so free. So the best day for the Grove is to go out there either Thursday.
Thursday or Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Okay.
Shoot, the weather been nice, man. Might be a early spring.
Man, we need to figure out.
What you say, Rob? I said the weather been nice. Wait. It might be an early spring.
That would be cool.
They already said that, Rob. You didn't hear that on the news already. They said it's gonna be early.
Oh, I don't watch that.
The groundhog scene has shot him. It's gonna be an early winter.
Yep.
It's gonna be a short one. Early summer.
Hey, if y'all recollect, we've been having a short winter already. Look, now it just snowed real heavy in January. I mean, we know it used to snow goddamn by Halloween. It was snowing outside. November.
And we had a short deep freeze too.
And yeah,
Tim House
showed
me, there was a blizzard out there in Michigan.
Huh?
They got a bunch of snow. Tim House showed me there was a bunch of snow out there in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, Michigan been getting slammed, boy. I just went through a snowstorm the other day in Michigan. Shit, Michigan like Alaska.
Yeah, they got
be dry
straight
as hell
up
here,
coming
boy.
Off the lakefront. That lake affects something else.
I think that was, Monday? That was Monday. Oh, it was Tuesday night. I went up to Detroit. It was nice and smooth. On the way back, it was snowing like a motherfucker. I'm talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 inches that quick. Just came down. Damn. Get back to Indiana, it's dry as hell. Illinois, dry as hell.
That goddamn 94 coming from Detroit back towards Chicago, Indiana, 2, 3 in the morning, man, you liable to run into anything. I'd have been caught in fog that you couldn't even see the end of your front bumper, couldn't even see to get off the exit. I done got caught in black ice out there. That shit is crazy.
Over there around Michigan City, like out there were leaking that. I went through that little storm that day. They got like 24 inches of shit that day.
That shit was ugly. That was a lake effect storm. Get all kind of shit up that way. Yeah, they got smacked, boy. That shit was fucked up. I had seen the article on it, man. It was bad. It was horrible, man. But yeah, if we keep this pace up, we doing good. If we keep it like it is now, we doing good. Shit.
Yeah.
When the last time we seen a 50 degrees on February 1st? That's like, that's some odd shit, though.
Hey, well, Chicago don't nothing surprise you. Yeah, I remember I had a race on Thanksgiving Day. It was goddamn 70 degrees on Thanksgiving Day a few years back.
Hey, y'all remember one summer? It was still like, it was still getting down in like 30 and 40 degrees in July. And we had a cold ass summer one year. It was still
it went from cold to hot, I remember.
Yeah. It's like we skipped spring.
Let me tell you something. Under what circumstances would you be obligated to cooperate with an FBI or U.S. Justice Department investigation, for example?
Hey, I like to see everybody get together and come on out there one day and we just go out there and have some fun. It ain't got to be nobody's event or nothing. We all just get out there one day and bring the grills and just make it a day on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Well, hopefully it can happen.
I understand perfectly, you American nation. The only way the Bangladesh government would cooperate with the foreign
leader. Well, then everybody go.
The suit is also a crime.
No, we still.
I'll be accused with laws which apply to your.
Who got the TV going?
From a financial standpoint.
I don't know who that is. That's big money.
What up? What up?
You got your TV on. You got your TV in the background.
I ain't got no TVs in my house. We read books. I'm trying to watch it again, man.
Oh, that's Big Eddie with that TV on in the background.
Oh, you can't hear my TV.
We heard somebody's TV, Eddie.
I heard.
Excuse me.
Hey, Eddie, we ain't heard the goddamn Drag Race song in a minute, man. Well, I ain't heard it in a minute.
Yeah. Here tonight, the board shut down.
Oh,
that goddamn, hey Eddie, that damn money said we ain't got no TVs. I read books.
Hey Rob, I read books. I read the TV guide. That way I know what's coming on. I can't watch it though.
You read the sound. You read the words coming off the TV.
I read the TV guide, and I just picture the I just picture the program in my head.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker lying. He know he can't read. Hey, motherfucker, I can read.
Menus for food.
I can read. Hell yeah.
No, they got that in Braille. He know Braille.
There goes Vic. You finally got on work, huh? Your ass working 72 hours a day. You finally came on the show getting ready to go off.
No, I was tired, man. I came home, and I got on the show. Uh-huh. Big Eddie was switching around and stuff, and I fell asleep. Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Had my shit on me. I fell asleep.
Shit, I understand you, Vic. I was knocked out too, man. As soon as I got home.
Shit, I caught myself laying there with this damn headset on, listening to the show and stuff. Shit, I ain't heard too much of nothing. I woke up, you motherfuckers scared me.
I thought you saw your reflection in the mirror.
No, I thought you motherfuckers was in my house. I just heard voices.
How the hell all of them gonna get in that damn studio?
No, you heard money reading his book. He said he ain't got no TVs over there. That was he was lying.
Okay.
Reading the story.
That was D.
Yeah.
Okay, you right. That motherfucker know he can't read. How the fuck you gonna read with a kindergarten education?
Double D mad because I ain't reading no Dr. Seuss books.
Hey, Vic, he was trying to read. That's what he was doing. Oh, that's probably what woke him up. He was trying to read.
Hey, D, he was looking at the pictures.
He was looking at the pictures.
That's coming from a motherfucker that works at UPS. And instead of him saying UPS, he say ups because he can't spell it. Go ahead,
hey,
out of here.
Buddy, you was looking
who
at the illustration explaining it to us, man.
I work for UP. You mean UPS? No, that ain't what that spells.
Hey.
Explain what you saw.
Rob told him, he asked Rob how much the trans brake cost. But he was looking at the book because it didn't have the prices in there. He was explaining it to us about this trans brake.
Right, I just want
to
know if
it comes with money.
Double D, I just wanted to know if I could put that trans brake button on some disc drums because I got disc drums on the front of my car. I told him I ain't gonna do that. I'm just gonna push the emergency brake down and neutral drop it.
And then I said he gonna have transmission guts all over the place.
And I go to he gonna be the first one to shut the track down. Gotta go to track.
There you go. And then we won't be able to come back. It'll be all this money for us. He got us all kicked out, that motherfucker.
Right.
They gonna say, who was the guy that came to the track with the drums and shit on the front of his car?
They gonna say, Big Mark. He came to raise Nod.
God damn.
Oh, man.
Not Big Mark. Oh, man. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. Y'all had me fired up at work. I hate I had to get off the phone at work, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, you missed it, Vic. I was on some tails today. You missed it.
Amen.
Yeah, Rob said he put a whole list together. I can't believe it, Vic. He put a whole list together.
Oh. Yeah, he can put it. It ain't hard to put no list together. But you got to.
The way everybody was going at each other this morning, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right, Vic, because you can write down a whole lot of shit that you're gonna write on the list that you go on when you go to the grocery store. That means you ain't going to get anything.
You just got to be able to execute it.
Hey, exactly. AD, what you say? I put a grocery list for the grocery store and I come back with nothing, huh?
Come back with one thing off the list.
I was like, fuck this, man. I
got a whole goddamn list.
Hey, you're going to have
a whole list with a whole bunch of names on it. The only person he's going to race is going to be money.
Vic, I ain't got money on the list. I don't want no transmission fluid coming on my side of the truck.
Money ain't on your list, Rob.
No, money ain't on my list. But old Lee is. He made it.
Who?
Now, whether he come out or not, I don't know.
He said Chef Meek. Oh, man, stop it.
Oh, yeah, you right. Man. He ain't going to race. He's going to be too busy cooking.
Man, stop it. Oh, man. That goddamn Lee ain't doing no racing.
You got a point
there.
Glad
he ain't on here. I'm glad he ain't on here because he'll be trying to cuss me out. You motherfucker.
Uh-huh. No chicken for you. No chicken for
well,
you.
He must have hung up because he was on here. He must have hung up.
Hey, no chicken for you, but you can have them thin-ass cakes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on, Rock. God damn. Dirty as hell. I said that goddamn Michelle was down at Trick or Treat and ate up all Leon cake.
God damn.
Hell no.
He probably he probably cut a few slices and tried to sell them.
You see through the cake, Rock. You can see through the cake.
Hey,
that's what money was using for his that's what money was using for his magnifying glass.
God damn. Hey, that goddamn Vic bought them two pieces of cake, looked at Big Sham, like, God damn, that shit is expensive. He held up them two pieces of cake to the sun. I said, God damn, you can see right through that shit.
God damn. Motherfuckers paper thin. Hey, you can see the ingredients.
Hey,
you can tell what it was made out of.
Yeah, AD, what was extra funny was when he flicked it with his fingers. Broke that shit in half. He flicked the shit out of it.
He's stupid as hell.
Hey, D, that shit turned into powder when Vic flicked it.
Yeah, hey, man, keep me out of your shit.
I had to check this shit. Hey, I was like, damn, Vic, what you gonna do, snort it now?
Oh, shit. God damn. Oh, you stupid as hell.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, y'all funny, man.
Eddie, you done woke back up?
I ain't went nowhere.
No, you just be taking naps. Wake up, Big Eddie. You in and out,
nap.
Man.
I ain't been out at all tonight. Vic took care of that for me tonight.
Hey, you ain't lying. Hey, at one point, I thought I heard you call my name, but shit, I was like, I don't know if you called my name or not. I had my phone
on. You came on when you first came in talking. You said what you had to say and say, I'm going to go on mute.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember doing that, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing you tell Chuck that's fucked up or something.
Yeah, man. I fucked up with Chuck the other night.
Damn.
He came in and just started going crazy on the board and shit, man. And I had this guest going.
I said, boy, that goddamn Big Eddie and Chuck can't get along no matter what.
They be going at it.
Man, them two motherfuckers be going at it. Fuck you, Eddie.
Chuck will come on the phone. What the fuck you want, Eddie?
Hey, and there you go, Eddie. Your motherfucking punk ass. That was some foul shit you did, Chuck, with your punk ass. Oh, man, you motherfuckers crazy. So it's 2024 to return a Donye or what?
He can return.
Yeah.
But
we gonna be the motherfuckers to talk about. You're welcome to join us, though.
Hold it.
So you say y'all gonna be the one to talk about it now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will.
Y'all gonna
stay
steal
with
the show in Chicago?
Hey, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. Just whoop Ryan ass. He got an ass woman coming. That's easy. Yeah. All we gotta do is make the trip. He's a done deal.
Okay, well, just make sure it's a home. Make sure it ain't written in Braille. Make sure it's written for real. Goddamn it, because
mm-hmm.
I want money to be able to read that for real. I want him to see that movie.
Money can see that shit with his glasses on.
Goddamn, money must be the one to sleep.
Hey, somebody might have to tell us the money. We need the audio.
Oh, tell
I'm listening to all this bullshit. Eddie. And I'm trying to figure it out, Eddie.
So you're going to have somebody gonna have to explain it to him.
You need an audio form. They put it on audio, man.
Hey, just have Leon commentating. And uh-oh, somebody got a ball, bro.
I want to make an announcement, too.
You had money ass in the background talking about, who is it? Who got the light on? Who got the bulb on?
Oh, God.